And it's going.
Not doing nothing.
Fine, we're live. There you go. You happy?
I want you to waste your best material before the show starts.
Dicko.
Yamashita. Is Kevin joining us tonight?
He's right there.
I don't think he said anything. He's just clicking
pens.
He
hasn't said anything.
Like, oh, he's giving us the go home. He's clicking his pen. Show's over before it started.
I wasn't clicking my pen.
What's wrong, Kevin?
Hey, I wasn't clicking anything.
Kevin's a sad panda. What's wrong, buddy?
No, nothing. I didn't want to interrupt that amazing conversation you two are having.
Talk to this guy. Amazing. Who are we talking to tonight anyway? Who's our guest? Kevin, this is
Vargas.
Vargas.
Dominican Destroyer, Vargas.
No first name?
No.
Oh. I guess he's getting ready for it.
His real name is Juan, I believe.
Oh, bro, kayfabe.
I know, dude.
Well, I mean, oh, crap. I forgot we started.
We're live, pal. Hey, Matt, you want to click the little Rant EM radio thingy, by the way? No?
You want me to open my LadioCast?
Oh, we're not going live on the Rant? RantEMradio.com?
Fucking fuck the Rant. Nobody listens on the fucking Rant.
People listen all the time. You don't listen on the Rant, but a lot of other people do.
All right. Remind me, like, halfway through the show, if someone listens on the Rant, I want them to go to one of our social media pages and leave a comment to tell me they're listening on the Rant.
Well, that's not fair. What if they're traveling? Like, what if somebody's, like, on a bus and, like, they just have their headphones on or, you know, maybe they don't have the ability to, like, go into another form of social media or another, viewing platform.
If you have the ability to listen to the Rant, why wouldn't you have the ability to do other social media?
Well, then why not just watch it on YouTube?
That's what I'm asking you. Someone's on the bus argument is stupid.
No, it's not. Because people, look, not everybody out there has unlimited data and texting like, you know, the three of us.
Have you ever tried to listen on the Rant?
Me?
Yeah, of course. I have.
No, never once in my life.
It's a fucking nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Jesus Christ.
I think I may have tried to listen to maybe like before they did the Facebook and all that stuff. Maybe like a Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I may have tried to listen to on the Rant before we all got video and were able to film it. So I'm sure I have turned up a throwbacks probably in the past, but that's about it.
I'm going to go to the Rant right now.
Oh, we're going to do this.
All right.
I'm going to the Rant too. Let's do this.
I want to see what it says.
What do you mean what it says?
Let's see. Rant EM.
Under construction. Please check back later.
Under construction.
And listen, at a camp, if someone's listening on the Rant, it doesn't count if it's like that guy Drew or whatever his name is.
I want to see what it says. No, but what does it say?
It says under construction, but that doesn't mean it's not working.
It's been under construction for years.
Dude, let me ask you this.
We get on every week and we say, go to this website that's constantly saying it's under construction to listen to us. We should just say, just go to our YouTube and our Facebook and our Twitter and our Twitch, our accounts, where we need the views and the likes, not the fucking Rant.
Can I ask you a question? All right, no, never mind. Then Kevin, just talk. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, Tony. There must be a lag. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How long have they been performing construction on Route 78? How long have they been working on Route 46?
Oh, my God. You're not comparing a website to a freaking state highway.
The world, just like the Rant, is constantly evolving and changing, Kevin.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You're such a fucking hump for this fucking bullshit Rant.
You know what I'm hump for?
I like the guys over at the Rant. Let's see.
You know what I'm a hump for? Can we move on?
The last thing they posted on their social media on Twitter was that Tim White died, and that was almost a month ago. Why are we still doing this? Why are we on the Rant? They don't care. No one listens.
Holy shit, dude.
I mean, make some salient points.
No one's listening. We're going to blow up the fucking network anyway. Who gives a shit?
It's all
about us. It's all about the Shining Wizards. Quit sucking off my teat. you fucking ghouls.
Speaking of sucking off teats, Kevin Garifo sucked his way off into a title shot tonight against Christian Rocco.
Oh, we'll get in that bullshit too.
Hey, I didn't make the call. What do you want?
I'm not. That was not aimed at you, Kevin. This bullshit committee that this.
Oh, here we go.
This talking head over here.
Oh, fuck me running.
You should have just told me last week when I came on the show, because I was fucking miserable when I heard the fucking Ryan Arthur with a black dot on his fucking face announced that Kevin was the next challenger.
Yeah, thanks, Dick. You were so miserable, you fucking disconnected the show on us. Good job, fucking Homer.
That I came back and I apologize for that. That was an accident.
Yeah, but you also said that you didn't want to know. Like, I was ready to tell you because I knew you were going to be let down.
I'm not let down. Disappointed in this bullshit committee. And then Tony put in the Discord because Kevin complains so much. Kevin doesn't complain about the committee more than me. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, Kevin doesn't complain about the committee. Kevin's always going, when am I getting my rematch? When am I getting my rematch? When am I getting my rematch?
And the squeaky wheel gets the grease, baby. Listen, I'm not confident at all. I wasn't expecting it.
Of course not. I want a rematch. I'm not confident.
Bullshit. I didn't think he should have been confident. He's going to get his stool pushed in tonight by the reigning champion, Christian Rocco.
Bullshit.
I didn't think I was going to get the rematch at all.
Well, I mean, look, this was not called a rematch. You were just named as the next contender.
Well, I mean, it technically is because I never did get my rematch. This is my championship rematch.
I don't know if the committee has ever considered rematches as a thing. So, you know.
I don't get a rematch. Where's my fucking rematch? I held the championship all through the fucking pandemic.
Yeah, hold these bullshit. Fucking nuts.
Nothing. I get nothing. I got this idiot wearing a movie shirt. He's got a brand new NWO hat. Now I got nothing. I got fucking Kool-Aid. Juice box. That's what I got for my
What are you, fucking five? What are you eating your fucking Lunchables
Wait,
today?
Is that a Kool-Aid or a Capri Sun? That looks like a Capri Sun.
It's Kool-Aid, bro.
Jammers. Yeah, jamming up your ass when you're
done. Why are they ripping off the Capri Sun gimmick?
I'm pretty sure Kool-Aid had the squeezy pouches before. Fucking
no chance, no chance. They had the Kool-Aid burst, the bottles.
And you guys wonder why nobody listens on the rant?
Because it's been under construction for 6 years.
Yeah. You drink fucking toddler drinks. What's wrong with you? You're a grown man.
You just ate a fucking fortune cookie before we went on the air. That's not a sustainable snack.
Matt's worried about my sustenance as he sips his Kool-Aid coolers pouch.
I fucking cut some wood today. I felt like
I punch. Lumberjack Matt.
Holy shit. Was that one of the gimmicks you came up with a few weeks ago, Kev?
Yeah.
Well, they took a tree down last week. There's a lot of fucking wood I got to cut.
Dude, how many fucking trees are left on your property? This is insane, dude.
A lot. Well, this one was dead and it was going to fall through the house at some point, so.
Why don't you just take them all down and you don't have to worry about it anymore? Just tell them while they're there. Just keep the fucking chainsaw going. Take them all out. All
right.
Fuck it.
All this and more coming up next.
Oh, my God. Vargas, can you beat that? Some other shit that Matt's going to complain about. And yeah.
Yeah.
Up next.
Yeah. Dummy. Somewhere. Oh, I got to do the thing. Hold on.
What, the picture?
Yeah.
All right. Next on the Wizards. Da-da-da.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on rantiumradio.com and available on all podcast platforms and at shiningwizards.com. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com and become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. As always, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy the show.
This is Devin Storm, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast, the best.
What's up, fuckers?
Where did cheese go?
It's a stupid fucking question, Kevin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Hey, this is Moose.
God, that was disgusting.
Shining Wizards rule the world. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, coming to you live on the Rant, rantemradio.com. Coming to you on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and the YouTube. And going with you wherever you go, because we are available on all podcast platforms. But let's get into the action. It's time for some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Matt. you got to turn your microphone on.
What
dude.
A dill. What a dildo.
KJG.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, it's been a very long day, man. I'm sorry.
The big smile on your face, like you were so proud to be here. Dude,
I'm proud to be here. I just forgot to turn my mic back on.
That was so good. Holy cow.
Thanks.
So, boys, what's going on? How was your weekends?
My weekend was good.
Okay.
Mine was not so great.
Mine was better than average. Okay, now that we got that over with, I think Vargas is joining us soon, isn't he?
Yeah, 7:30.
Oh, 7:30. Shit. All right. So that's it. We'll see you in 7:30.
What?
All right. See you later.
Yeah. Peace.
Later, Gators.
I didn't turn my mic on for this.
Okay. So what was wrong, Kevin? What happened this weekend, buddy?
Ah, the laptop. Dunzo Magunzo. Fried to a crisp.
Did they tell you exactly what happened to it?
Oh, yeah. Or... It was water damage.
Huh. See, how did you not know that you had water damage? Like, did you not remember that you spilled something on it?
It could have been, like, one of, like, a couple things.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how. But, so, like, sometimes when, like, I transport, like, my laptop, sometimes I'll bring it to work. And, like, sometimes I'll put, like, bottles of water, like, in the same, like, bag. So maybe a water, an open water bottle got in it. Or it's very possible that, like, when I sleep, I bring a bottle of water with me to bed. It's very possible that, because my laptop's on my bed to watch Royal Rumble 92. So it's very possible that it spilled while I was sleeping.
I mean, it's possible. Matt, what do you think? Like, do you have any ideas of what might have happened?
Your fucking mind. What do I think? I don't know. He takes his phone in the shower. Who knows what he does with his fucking laptop?
It was probably a water bottle that I had in bed, and it just burst or something.
Milwaukee Tom jumped right on board with you, thinking he took his laptop in the shower.
No, that's not what happened.
Also, for somebody who's very concerned with the water uses when he was taking long showers, I feel like you would invest in like one of these water gimmicks so you're not, you know, constantly throwing out plastic bottles of water.
Right. Well, I've reused the bottles of water because we have the dispenser in the fridge. So I'll just take empty water bottles and fill them up with those bad boys.
Interesting.
Okay. So. I feel you.
I mean, unless it's on sale at ShopRite, then we get like 1,000 of them.
Wow, 1,000 water bottles.
That's right.
It's crazy.
Well, you know, go big or go home.
You guys were very mean last week when I wasn't on the show. You said a lot of disparaging things about me. I did not appreciate that. So I would like to tell you both to go fuck yourself.
What did we say that was mean?
Oh, well, Kevin, if you didn't have the memory of a goddamn fucking goldfish, you would remember. Go back and listen to the goddamn episode then.
I did. I don't think I was mean to you.
You guys were mean. You said I hated guests. I didn't want to be there.
That's not mean.
That was very mean. I book all the guests. Why would I hate the guests?
Why weren't you here?
You know what? North Arlington and kick you right in the teeth.
I was there today. It's the first time I took that drive in a while. And I remember how annoying it is.
For who?
Excuse me.
Well, I mean, I've done it before.
I feel like I'm low. Am I low?
No, I think you're okay.
Thanks.
Whoa,
too loud. Turn it
what?
Down.
What?
No, but what thank you, Tony, for lending me your laptop so I could be here for this tonight.
When you take it around, try not to pack a water bottle next to it.
No. It's weird, though, because I had a case on it, too. And it still got through.
Well, I don't think they meant a case of beer, right? Like, you meant, like, an actual case.
How would I have a case of beer on my laptop?
Holy shit, are we fucking dying today? Like, what's wrong with us?
I don't know, but the energy, I'm not, I need you guys to bring some more energy here. This is getting crazy.
Yeah, this is pretty low key. I think after all the disparities, low key,
I was screaming 4 minutes ago. My wife texted me, "What the fuck are you doing up there?"
What'd you tell her?
I said, "What?" She said, "Sounds like you're fighting." Just the usual nonsense.
Yeah, you know, when Kevin and I had the referee argument a few weeks ago, when the show was over, I went upstairs and she's like, "Who are you fighting with?" I'm like, "Kevin." I'm like, "It's cool. We love each other. It's all good."
Yeah, it was a heated debate.
She's my wife
has
a new job. Has a new job, and that allows her to be home Sundays and Mondays. So she hasn't experienced this yet. I don't think she's been home for many of these. So it'll be.
So is she going to be now in earshot for all the podcasts going forward?
But unless she decides to go out or do something else, I don't know. She's sitting in the living room now.
Interesting.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that. She's
Where do you want her to be?
I don't know. She's hanging out with her mom.
No.
You see, now we got something. Okay.
What?
She's
Is it comical that Vince McMahon has paid more hush money to women than he did to buy all of WCW and ECW?
When you put it that way, I'd never thought about it like that. I was wondering where you're gonna go with where you said, is it comical? But
I mean, the whole thing is comical.
I mean, it's not comical. It's crazy.
I don't think it's crazy. It's what rich people do.
Yeah. Hush money.
They pay people to keep quiet when they do things they're not supposed to do. Some of them are criminal activities. Banging somebody who's not your wife and not giving her a raise after she blows you is not against the law. I don't condone it.
But it's like abuse of power in the workplace. It's like using your position to get what you want, which is never really good.
Yeah, it's true. Kevin makes a good point. Not necessarily illegal, but an HR nightmare. But the problem is, this is the guy that fucking runs the company.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's crazy.
So one of the women that he paid off was apparently employed as a wrestler in 2005. Do we have any idea who this female is?
I do.
Do you know for sure, or you just got your sources? Or
I don't. I can't 100% say that it is 100% positive, but
I don't
it
need
is.
To know.
I think I know who you're going to say.
Who are you going to say?
I was going to say Joy.
Joy
Giovanni. That's what I had heard was going around.
Joy Giovanni.
She was a wrestler for like a.
She was in the cabinet, JBL's cabinet.
Yeah,
I heard Christy Hemme.
Oh, she's no wonder they always said she was so spunky.
That's what I heard. I cannot confirm. These are all allegations, allegedly.
Yeah, I cannot confirm.
I don't care.
Mine either.
It's crazy though, man.
Eric Freed's joins us in the chat and he asks, maybe it was just an okay BJ. And I'm thinking a $7 million one is just okay. Like,
well, it wasn't gotta... $7 million till later.
Yeah. But like, is that worth $7 million? Like, is that worth more than WCW and ECW? I don't know, man.
It's worth more. Yeah.
I mean, apparently he thought so.
Who knows?
Do we have an exchange rate on this? Like somebody charted this?
What? Oral sex to wrestling promotion chart conversion?
Yes, exactly.
No, I don't think that exists, Tony.
Damn it. So then we'll never know for sure. We'll never know for sure if $7 million was a worthy price to pay.
It's just fucking nuts, man.
Now, what if he just said, you know what, fuck you, I'm not paying you. And then she goes out and she breaks this story. So then what's the big deal? Like, is there anything more than like, hey, I fooled around on this woman, you know, behind my wife? Like what else is there to hide? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think when you look back at all the weird angles he's done, where it involves him like cheating on his wife and like the stuff with Trish, like, yes, it's entertainment, but like
creepy.
Yeah, like it's not like it comes out and you're like, that's no.
Vince it's Mac not never, a part man. Of his character that was ever necessary or needed. Like yeah. He never had to do that kind of stuff, like the stuff with Trish, or even like, you know, God, I almost want to vomit in my mouth to say it. Like when Stephanie's like wearing that dress and he's like leering at her.
Oh, and she was going
and like down, and like she's... making Bischoff like make out with your daughter. Like it's like it's so beyond creepy and totally Vince McMahon is arguably the best heel of that generation. He did not need to dive into that kind of stuff to accentuate his character. Now maybe it made him an asshole because he was doing it because his wife was like in a state of long-term depression, and so it made him a piece of garbage, and that you could argue that that added to his heel persona, but he was such a good bad guy already that there was no reason to make this creepy aspect of McMahon. There was just no, he didn't need to do it, but he did it. And now it all makes sense.
All I think of is Stephanie going, I want to be daddy's little girl. And I'm just like, ugh.
I wonder what he was thinking when he was sending unsolicited nude photos to people.
Ha ha. Come on, come on. We need some Mr. McMahon. We need to talk about the genetic jackhammer.
Let me go in the bathroom. let me get out my flip phone. Linda, how do I take a picture? Bruce, Vince, get in here.
Vince, what are you sending a picture of?
I took a big proteiny shit. I want to send it to the boys. Pat Patterson will love it.
Out of base. That came out of your asshole. Out of-
Linda, get in here and help me take a picture of my penis so I can send it to a paralegal.
I'm Linda McMahon and I approve this message. Yeah.
Remember a couple weeks ago when the internet was like all upset about the way Tony Khan was hugging Cesaro? I bet you there are a lot of people who wish Tony Khan was hugging him now. Although, that's a lot of money. $7.5 million.
Fuck yeah.
It really puts like everything in perspective on like on a scale of like 1 to 10 on like what really like people should give a shit about in wrestling. Like Tony Khan hugging Cesaro now is like you said, Matt, is like not even a blip on the radar anymore because of freaking McMahon.
My question is, he paid $12 million out to 4 different women, so the other 3 women got a share of $5 million. Like, what put this $7 million above and beyond everybody else? Like, what made her up on that higher pedestal?
Maybe she demanded it.
And what are these other women like that lowball them so much? Could you imagine like the 4th one to come along was like the $7 million and the other 3 are like, what the fuck? I only settled for like one. And one bitch is like, I only got 500,000. Like, you know?
So the $7.5 million was a former wrestler who claimed McMahon coerced her into giving him oral sex and then demoted her and ultimately declined to renew her contract in 2005 after she resisted further sexual encounters, according to people familiar with the matter. So this female wrestler and her attorney went to him in 2018 and negotiated that payment. The woman who got the unsolicited nude photos, they agreed in 2008 to pay her roughly $1 million. So what do we got? Almost 8.5 there, right?
Everybody sees Davey Richards' dick pic for free, and McMahon's cost him $1 million. Look at that.
In 2006 agreement, a former manager who worked 10 years for Mr. McMahon before he alleged initiating a sexual relationship with her was paid $1 million to keep quiet about it, according to people familiar with the deal. So that's 3 women, and we're at almost $9.5 million. And then the $3 million was with the former paralegal and the 2018 settlement with the former wrestler, both being investigated by the WWE board of directors, but the Wall Street Journal couldn't determine how far back the investigation will go.
Goddamn, Matt Squires jumps in. Nails was right. Vince did sexually assault him. Jesus.
Wow.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah, I wonder allegedly what Nails' payout was.
Allegedly.
I went to WCW. Boss man. McMahon. You want a what?
She don't got touch 7 me. Million.
Oh, man, I feel terrible.
Don't.
Holy shit. Hey, you know those stories that came out of WCW, like Bischoff's wife used to like dance with all the guys? And oh, we playing
this? I've been waiting for this day for a long, long time.
Boy, 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 boy.
McMahon.
Correct. Ding.
Holy shit.
He had a nickname for nails.
You cocksucker!
You gotta. That nails drop is perfect. That nails audio.
Oh my god!
I saw. I was at work Friday and I saw this on the TV. On ESPN covered it, but I feel like it kind of. I don't think it picked up as much in the wrestling media as the first one a couple weeks ago. It was picked up, but I don't think people made a big deal out of the second round.
Oh, the second round was 10 times worse than the first.
Excuse me.
Not that the first was anything to sneeze at, but the second round is 10 times more damaging.
Do you think a lot of people just go, it's wrestling? What do you think? These guys are all fucking no good carnies anyway. Like, do you think like that's,
I don't think it helps. I don't think I would immediately go to that reaction, but it certainly doesn't help. Like, dude, it's not just like a wrestler. It's the owner of a billion-dollar company that's doing it. So I think it's more of like a corporate scumbaggery stereotype than a wrestling carny scumbaggery stereotype.
True, but anything that has wrestling attached to it, you know.
Well, when has Vince McMahon ever been painted with good light ever? And now we clearly know that he never should have.
Supposedly Netflix shit canned the movie that they were working on, the biography of Vince.
Yeah, and apparently they were there's a lot of money put into that.
Who invested in it? Was it WWE?
I'm actually kind of confused by that. It's obviously controlled maybe a little bit by WWE, but I'm thinking like if it wasn't and it was a completely like independent thing, I'm like, now you got like, now you can write a whole other movie.
Being reported, the series was in deep post-production and that millions had already been spent. A producer declined to either confirm or deny the story. But one source said it was no longer being listed on their spreadsheet, while another Netflix source said, that shit is out of here.
Yeah, it's like Vince McMahon coming back to the gorilla and saying, fuck him.
Right? That's crazy, too.
Yeah.
I
thought he got cheered, though. I thought when he went out and did his then, now, together, forever nonsense that they were cheering him.
The idiot crowd ate it up.
Well, then why would he say fuck him? Like, you
no, no, he wasn't talking about the crowd. He was talking about the people making the allegations, I believe.
Oh.
And like,
Wall I mean, Street what Journal else? What else can he say? I mean, that's all he can say is fuck him. What else?
I mean, he could say nothing.
Yeah, but this is Vince McMahon. Come on.
I know.
Gravitas.
You want to talk about wrestlers who shouldn't be saying anything?
Uh-oh. I know who you're talking about.
I know who he's talking about.
Jordan Grace tweet.
Yep.
All right. So someone fill me in on this. Because I know I saw something today where she's starting like a charity or a donation drive or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently she also said some bad shit about Jericho and Chavo, but now they're helping her.
No. She said bad shit about Chris Benoit.
Okay.
Well, first she said, I don't think Chris Benoit could hang with, like, what, 90% of the talent or the talent that's out there today or something like that. And then she said, oh, and by the way, like, he killed his family, so fuck him. Or what were the words she used? He could rot in hell or burn in hell.
I mean, yes. I don't hate anybody for having that take. I disagree about the not being able to hang today.
So it came up because somebody had asked her if she thought Chris Benoit could hang or how he would how he would work in this day and age. And she went after that 90% of the wrestlers are better than him now, which is a terrible take.
Awful take.
And then she went into like he won't remember, which
was a joke about concussions.
I don't know if it's a, like, do you joke about any of this? Like, it's all awful. The whole Chris Benoit card is awful.
Right. Yeah. But I'm asking if saying that he wouldn't remember.
Yeah, I guess he was taking a shot at her, or she was taking a shot at him for the CTE. He went into the, oh, and he killed his wife and kids and he's a piece of shit, which is, look, I don't think anyone's going to disagree with that part. Right.
Yeah. I don't hate anyone for having that take.
So, she knew what she was doing. She was like, hot take, or this is my hot take for the day. Like, that's how she started the tweet. Or like, people in the IWC are going to get all upset about this. I can't find the tweet anywhere.
I saw something where she was like actually talking to Dave Benoit.
Well, she had a week. She got fucking blasted by, like, Conan fucking destroyed her.
So are they destroying her for the murder part or the wrestling part?
They're destroying her for using her status as a very popular wrestler. I'm guessing to go on this weird crusade when someone just asked you a question and you could have just been like, yeah, but I don't want to talk about it. Like, she didn't have to put the tweet out there.
Even if she truly believes that Chris Benoit couldn't hang with 90% of the wrestlers today, if she believes that, I can't argue with somebody's opinion, but the fact that she felt the need to go into the part that we already know what happened. We already know that he killed his family. That seems unnecessary. So I'm just wondering, are they killing her for the wrestling take, or are they killing her for adding insult to injury?
I think so. Conan killed her for both.
Well, wait, I got the exact quote if you want it. This is her tweet. This is going to be the coldest take I ever tweet on this app. I already know you're all going to be mad. I don't think Benoit could 100% hang with most of the present day best wrestlers. He would not be able to remember matches. Also, may he burn in hell. Amen. And then she followed up, proving a point. I said something very lightly critical about him. People jumped to defend him. He should never be defended. Dude lost that right when he gave his 7-year-old Xanax and strangled him while he was already unconscious. Fair points, but I think the big hangup is we know a lot more about CTE and concussions than we did 5 years ago, let alone 15 years ago.
Yeah, if you want to play that card, if you want to play any card here, I'm not going to get crazy over it. So the fact that people decided to, I mean, it seemed unnecessary to add that part when it was strictly a wrestling question. But if it was said, like, I'm not, what was that? What was that last quote, Tony?
The follow-up quote that she said do you mean like the Xanax one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, okay, so she said, I said something very lightly critical about him, which is, you know, people jumped to defend him. He should never be defended. Dude lost that right when he gave his 7-year-old Xanax and strangled him while he was already in.
That's the part that I wanted to hit on, that he should never be defended. I was of that same mindset years ago, right? I said on the podcast, I don't want to talk about Benoit like ever. But then I started, like the podcast, you know, industry of wrestling boomed, JR, Bischoff, everyone, like all the Bruce, all this stuff. And so, like, once I heard people a lot closer to Benoit kind of talk about it, I began to loosen my, like, purse strings on it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if these guys can see it, they knew him way better than me, and they feel like it's okay to talk about Benoit and defend Benoit as a wrestler. Who am I to say that I should never talk about or defend him as a... And he was my favorite wrestler. So, like, for me, never to want to talk about him again, that's how, like, upsetting the whole situation was to me. But over time, like, I can now separate. I've learned to separate the wrestler and what happened. And so to say that he should never be defended, he should never be defended for what he did, CTE or not. But if you want to bring him up as a wrestler and talk about his wrestling, I have no issue with that anymore.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, a lot of people were hot at that take, which, you know, look, everybody can agree to disagree. You know, maybe Chris Benoit doesn't rate with her, but you start getting into the whole CTE thing. And I think that's where it kind of gets more than like, it's an objective opinion versus like, you know, now you're just throwing a dig to throw a dig. And look, I don't disagree. What he did was terrible, shitty. I would never wish that on anybody or anything on this planet. But if you look at it from a medical standpoint, he had some fucking bad issues. You know what I'm saying?
He had like the brain of like an 80-year-old.
Yeah, and exactly. And I'm kind of surprised in 2022, like, that doesn't rate more with people, with the way everybody is concerned about, you know, like, everybody having like good mental health or being in good mental shape or even physical shape. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just weird that she would go there.
So, Matt, what happened now with this foundation that now apparently Benoit is involved in?
So a bunch of people kind of were disappointed in her. It's one of those things, like, I don't know, man. Like, I think for me, and look, I fucking say outrageous shit all the time on this podcast.
No.
But I think, like,
outrageous.
Like, she's like a very social, she's very prominent in the wrestling community online, whether it's for wrestling or her OnlyFans or whatever.
Yeah,
she has a huge following. To use that platform, and it's your opinion, but it was just like, you could have just been like, no comment, or I don't want to talk about him. Like, that was like a well thought out response. Like, it's weird. You know the vitriol that's going to come from that. We talked about it 20 minutes ago. People fucking freaked out over a Tony Khan hug, a fucking hug, two grown men hugging each other, and the fucking Twitter world lost their goddamn minds.
Oh, fuck that guy and his fucking hugs.
So fucking this was like, it was really like weird. Like, it wasn't like someone was needling her. It was a very fair question. She just could have been like, I don't, you know, no comment. I don't want to talk about
it. I don't know how old Jordan Grace is, but sometimes, like, you know, you start thinking about something and you know, some people don't put the Twitter down when they should, and they should think about it. And it's probably a little bit of age and whatnot, but you know what? She's been, you know, sympathetic. She's like kind of, apologized for it. You know, she's getting involved with this foundation. She's talked to Chavo. She talked David Benoit. She talked to Jericho. So, I mean, like, she's like, yeah, I may have said something stupid, and she's being cool about it. So, like, look, I got no problems with Jordan Grace. She said something that I consider to be stupid. It seems like a lot of people did. She's fucking moving on, and she's doing something really nice. And, you know, I think we move on from here.
And she has, like, you're entitled to your opinion. That's your opinion. Sometimes those things are just better left. Leave them to yourself, man.
I just don't understand why people got, I'm having a tough time trying to understand why people got so mad at it.
Because Kate's got a point here, because she says, yeah, but when you say this is the coldest take on this app, like, you know what? That's a well-thought-out thing. Like, you sat there and you were like, I'm going to say this is, I typed this out. You read it and you were like, send. Like, you were ready for the shitstorm. You knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
To imply that, first of all, to imply that wouldn't remember anything, his CTE did not.
That's a dick move.
Right? It didn't affect any of his matches. No one in the history has ever said, like, yeah, I had a match with Benoit and he forgot everything. Like, you didn't know about the CTE till he was fucking dead. It's more prevalent than ever now, CTE. Goddamn, Demaryius Thomas was 33. He fucking killed himself because he has CTE. It's horrific. It's fucking horrific. And she's like, look, I get it. You don't like him. You don't like what he did. That's fine. But, like, these weird, like, backhanding comments, like, you gotta.
And you don't have to answer every question. But then again, you know, I'm near 75 years old myself. That's right. So, like, I'll type some dumb shit out, and then I just delete it. And I'm like, what am I going to gain by putting this out there? And that's it. Fuck it. Move on.
Like, Conan destroyed her.
I mean,
no, like, he went like, how can you, like, yes, killing his family is awful, but CT is a terrible thing. Like, I worked with him. He was one of the smartest guys in the ring. He knew how to tell a story. Like, he wouldn't forget things. Like, he didn't forget things. He would go out there and Ray would want to do something, and he would tell Ray, it doesn't make sense. Let's do this.
Yeah, the forget things is probably the only thing I have a real problem with the entire statement. Because that's just like a shot for a shot's sake.
Even if nobody agrees with her take, you know, like I think that Bruno Sammartino is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
You sure
Matt
do.
Matt can't fucking stand Bruno. What are we gonna do? That we have a difference of opinion, and I get that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't hate any of her. I disagree with her wrestling take. I don't hate it. I don't hate her for saying that he could burn in hell.
No, but you have to realize you are a public figure and you're going to put it out there. You're going to get.
Right. No, yeah, Matt, you could say, you could say like, you know, wheat bread is better than rye bread. And if you're like Jordan Grace or, you know, someone like that, people are going to be like, you're fucking crazy, stupid idiot.
Right.
Like,
you're
no matter what the take is.
You're in a business where there's people who have stood up like Chris Jericho and Chavo Guerrero and people you've worked with. And guess David Benoit is still alive and well. Like your actions.
Yeah.
Like you can keep your opinions to yourself, but your actions, like they still hurt. Like David Benoit didn't fucking ask for this.
Yeah.
Like it's bad enough that it has to be bought up, you know, probably several times a year when some fucking jerk off goes on Twitter and puts like Chris Benoit should be on the Mount Rushmore of wrestling. And then thousands of people go fucking nuts. And then he's trending. And everything you see is like, he was a great wrestler, but he fucking killed his family like a piece of shit. This poor kid doesn't need that.
Yeah.
So your point, Kevin, today she put out a tweet that she said, last week I made an irresponsible and unnecessary tweet. Regardless of how my personal emotion influenced my opinion, I should have recognized the impact my words would have on friends and family close to the situation. I was completely thoughtless in that regard. Since reflecting this past week, I've reached out privately to friends and family that I angered or hurt. Among those were David Benoit, Chavo, and Chris Jericho, who are supporting me in the decision to partner and fundraise with the Concussion Legacy Foundation. I've pledged $5,000 with the overall campaign goal being $20,000.
Oh, shit. That's the group that, what's his name, is Nowinski? Part of. Yes.
Yeah,
you know what they probably did? You know what they did? They better be like, well, you know what? You're sorry. You better make this right. And you better put your money where your mouth is. And then she did.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Do you think they forced her into this? I don't
know. No, it's like when in sports, right? Like if you say something stupid and then you get called on the carpet for it by like upper management and then you issue an apology and do something. It's like sometimes you don't do it until like she probably reached out to them with all good intentions to apologize. And then they were probably like, you know, I'm just guessing. It's probably not really what happened, but they're probably like, all right, you want to make things right? Put your money where your mouth is and donate to this charity. Or something like that.
She continues, I'm acutely aware that the damage has been done. I would never intentionally add on to the suffering of those already dealing with such a traumatic event. And I'm sorry for my insensitivity and aggravating this already delicate topic. This is my way of attempting to squeeze something positive out of the negative situation I created. Thank you in advance to everyone who donates. Signed, Patricia.
2 points. Number one, good for her. Good for her. I definitely 100% believe the sincerity behind all that. Number two, some of y'all cocksuckers writing these fucking articles saying like David Benoit and Jordan Grace teaming up. I'm like, was this a gimmick? Are they a tag team now? That was the first thing that went through my head. Because I know David Benoit is trying to get into wrestling. I thought he wasn't wrestling.
You gotta tone down on what websites you're going to, buddy.
Yeah,
man. I guess.
You really do. Some of the fucking headlines are fucking garbage.
Clickbait city. Garbage.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Garbage.
Yeah.
So crazy times in the wrestling world.
She made a mistake. She said something stupid. She regretted it. Move on. Vince McMahon got a blowjob he shouldn't have got. Regretted it.
I'm not nearly as easy to forgive Vince McMahon as I am to forgive Jordan Grace.
I mean, I want to know how he coerced someone into a blowjob.
Look at this meat. Look at how delicious it looks. Oh man. Vince, I'm going to hold your balls.
Oh yeah, what about it? What happened to him?
Oh, Vince, your testicles are so vascular.
Want me to bring my son?
He's on administrative leave.
And then didn't they say one of the payouts had to do with him?
Well, the first one. He passed along the associate, and she whatchamacallit? And then she got the raise at the same time. So yeah.
Yeah,
I wonder, dude, so is Johnny Ace like Vince's sloppy seconds? Like, is that the thing now? Is that what we learned from this?
Kate nailed it. This is what I said before. Probably saying your career is on the line if you don't blah, blah, blah on me.
Go down.
People watching can read it too. So
yeah. So that's what I said initially. It's using your position of authority as
fucking Matt creative... Squires. she's gonna puke.
All right, that was good.
She
that popped me.
Holy cow.
we got our guest in the queue. Let's bring him in. There he is. What's up, Mr. Vargas?
What's going on, guys?
Not much. How
What's
are
up,
you,
buddy?
I'm good. I'm just waiting for my headphones to connect. You guys can still hear me, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Never mind. They're not working.
Perhaps the Dominican destroyer.
Down, so screw them.
Perhaps the Dominican destroyer has destroyed his headphones.
This is what happens when you buy Apple products. Did I say that?
Damn.
Don't I know it?
All right, guys, you're joined right now. Kevin had a MacBook problem this weekend.
What was that?
So Kevin had a MacBook problem this weekend.
I completely understand that.
Yeah, well, that was probably my fault. Spilled water or beer on it or something.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think Kevin was arcing a few on the keyboard. He was on some OnlyFans site.
Goddamn, pal.
Hashtag Kate feet pics.
You guys talking about this OnlyFans crap. Nope. My fans were open to see me, but apparently you pay a subscription and here you are.
I don't like any of this talk.
OnlyFans vascular balls.
Are we going to give our guest a proper intro here or what?
Well, it's your guest, brother. You do it.
I thought
doing
we did.
Is now. What's that?
I thought we did give him a proper intro.
Oh, he just said, here's Vargas. And then he said Kevin had a MacBook problem and Vargas destroyed his headphones.
Hey, Vargas, where are you hanging out in front of? Where are you?
I am at the Cutting Room over here in Manhattan. Down in the city, you know, even destroyers got to look a little bit nice every now and again, you know?
There you go. So all the way in the city to get a trim, huh? Yeah?
Okay. we're all supporting for, it's a musical coming out called The Last Match.
Oh, I heard about this.
And I believe in the at the end side of August, it's a wrestling musical.
That's the one that Tommy Fierro's involved in?
Correct.
Yes. All right. I know something. So who do you play?
Me. I swear to you, only in New York. Guys.
What's that?
Destroy.
It's like they knew I was here.
So wait, let me ask you this. I see a lot of people posting about this musical, like people that like we're close to. Like, what's the deal? Like, what's the involvement with some of like
our guys? From what Tommy was explaining to us, when they're running this musical, they're actually going to have live matches during the musical. So like you'll see, not to name drop anybody, but you know, you'll see me, possibly LSG, our young little hopeful GKM, Leo Sparrow, Sean Donovan. There's a lot of guys that guys have all known and seen around the indies, and you know, being that we're associated with ISPW, there's a chance, you know, brothers could be on, you know.
That'd be pretty wild. You gotta get your boy a couple tickets then. How about that?
Yeah, we'll work it out.
All right.
Why would you not buy tickets and support this endeavor?
Man,
I mean, I would if I had to.
If he had to.
Listen,
maybe
I don't
have to. Big time Kevin in the house.
What, I can't schnur?
Cheap motherfucker.
You know you got to ask for the brother rate before you got to pay?
That's right, the brother rate. There it is.
Your brother rate should be more than what the tickets are worth.
No, that's not what brother rate is.
Brother, there should be no brother rate. You should support your brothers.
Oh, yeah. True. Well, my mother bought a shirt from me, so you know. Some people have to go, you know my mom buys my shirts, right? What? I go, yeah. Nah, we don't have that here.
Man.
It's always a wrestling business until you have to treat it like one.
Man, fucking not even 5 minutes in, he's looking for free shit.
Yeah, that's what Kevin does.
I'm sorry, Destroyer.
Still love you.
Right back at you. All right, so let's talk about this event that's coming up, Vargas. Creative Pro Wrestling, July 24th in Lynbrook, New York at 5 p.m. You got quite a match on your hands, man. You are challenging not only the most professional wrestler, but you're challenging for the Impact Wrestling Digital Media Championship. Talk about that, man. That's kind of wild.
So it's funny how things work out, ain't it?
Yeah.
I'm watching Impact Wrestling one day, and I go, oh, look, there's Brian. Oh, he won a title. Okay. No pressure. But, you know, staying in, you know, Destroyer mode, I'm coming in there. If he's lucky, he'll walk out. If not, oh well. But I'm taking his belt, and he's going to take a beating on top of that.
Yeah, man. And what's it like? I know you're WrestlePro, you're Cap New Jersey. He's obviously Cap New York, but they've taken quite a liking to you over in Cap New York. So you've been working both shows in Jersey and in New York, back and forth, Jersey and New York. What's that kind of like now, man, for you? And how does it make you feel that now you're getting this opportunity at that Shukru show?
It's all like they've all been like it's one family, because you go Cap New York, Cap New Jersey. So they've treated me real well up there. But, you know, I come there to work hard and do what I got to do, just like I do at WrestlePro. So not for nothing. After Brian, there's two guys in two specific spots, you know, looking at my clock here. One of them's got a date with me, whether he likes it or not. And the other one, I'm going to have to shake him for his title.
and who would those two be?
That'd be the WrestlePro Gold Champion Dion Ruzman and Bryce Donovan. They both have belts that I'm looking to take.
There it is.
I like that. You know what's weird, Mr. Vargas?
Gonna get.
You know what's weird, Mr. Vargas? Kevin usually he has a different introduction for Brian Myers, and he left out that thing where he usually goes, my dear good personal friend. So I think Kevin is a little biased. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Oh, so his good personal friend Brian Myers, I'm sorry, he's gonna take 3 power bombs. If I'm not tired, he might take more.
That's usually how he prefaces before he says Brian Myers.
Well, that's true, and here's why I didn't do it this time.
Oh,
because I'm actually really torn, because I consider Vargas a dear good close personal friend. So the fact that my worlds are colliding, I'm having a tough time.
You know. I can't wait to see who you're going to pick when the time comes. Who are you rooting for there?
Listen, man, I was about to say you're my Jets fan guy, but Brian's a Jets fan too. Kevin has no
loyalty, and all he does is look for free shit.
I'm Team Vargas, baby. I'm Team Vargas. Watching your
team is amazing, isn't it, fellas?
The worst.
If he has 2 free tickets in his hand, he's pulling for Vargas. He'll hit fucking Brian Myers with a chair for you.
Listen, Vargas knows he's my guy.
He's wearing that NWO hat. You can't trust him. He'll fucking stab you in the back quicker than you can say hello. You watch your back, Vargas. Just saying.
Yeah, Vargas, I wouldn't trust this guy.
Do you think he needs to worry about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to worry about you every week.
I don't know. Has he seen what I've done to people about his weight at Cap New York?
I've seen what you've done to people. I saw what you did to somebody on Thursday at Shotgun.
Yeah, the kid thought he had a shot, because I don't know if you've seen. Brother filmed a heck of a promo talking about he was going to beat the Destroyer, and I was like, that's cute.
So let me ask you about the Destroyer character, because this is not who you always have been. I just want to know, like, when did the origin of the Dominican Destroyer actually – was that always in you, or is that something that you thought that would work better than what you had previously been doing?
Credit to 2 people in particular. One, Mark Carino, and one, Danny Moff, both looked at me and goes, yeah, what you're doing is not working. You're a savage. He goes, they both tell me, the way you move, the way you do things, how are you? And they both say, he goes, you're a Samoan that speaks Spanish, brother. Why don't you just embrace that?
Can I ask what you were doing before you were the Dominican Destroyer?
Nothing much. I saw it in my head where, because, you know, in wrestling, we all have, how do you put it, dreams of other ideas, and because we're just trying to find ourselves. I used the, I went by Big Money.
I like Big Money, though.
I threw up in my mouth a little bit. But it was going nowhere. It was a good stepping stone because it let me learn and meet a bunch of people. Like, I met Kevin as Big Money at the Wawa's, remember?
That's right.
And, like I said, it was just happened at one random WrestlePro practice. I was told, let out my hair and start grunting, and here we are now. On the 24th, it's me and Myers for the digital media title, and homeboy better pack a lunch because it's going to get crazy.
Now, I know, so you said Danny decided, gave you the idea to become the Dominican Destroyer. What did it mean to be, because I think you teamed with him in Pro Wrestling Magic, right?
Say that again?
You and Danny Moff were a tag team at Pro Wrestling Magic, right?
No, ironically enough, we didn't tag together. We were in a fatal four-way and just happened to hit a tag move.
Ah, the 3D, that was it.
Yeah. I went to go grab Kurt, and I hear 3D! I'm like, all right. Up he went, and down Kurt went. For guys that's never tagged, that came off pretty smooth, though.
I would say so.
Nothing in the future with Moff, then? I mean, if you guys could pull off one move together in the heat of battle, maybe it'd be something.
That'd be a scary thought if you put a Destroyer and a Badass together.
I'll be down, especially if you guys are hitting 3D on Kevin.
Well, I might throw him up too high.
That's all right. Kevin trained the Jersey All-Pro. He could take it.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Kevin goes way back.
Yeah, that's not true at all.
Yeah, no, it is. That was the first time he met Danny Moff's chop.
That's true. That part's true.
Let me tell you something. If you imagine how bad Moff's chops hurts, I'll be real. If he likes you, it's a chop. If he doesn't like you, your soul leaves your body.
Matt,
I've seen people.
Matt, did your soul leave your body when Moff chopped you?
I don't know. It's a good question. We should go to the video for that.
Wait, do we have somebody... this queued up?
No, I don't have it queued up.
Oh, that would have been great.
There's a video, and I think we found it, right? We did re-find it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We re-found it. I'm just not sure where it is. I'd have to go through all the videos on my computer, and 90% of them are probably pornography. So it might take a little while to find it.
Right.
So, Mr. Vargas, you're a singles guy, but before you were in the Street Kings, do you have a preference if you're going to work singles or tag?
Oh, you brought up some old school. Woo.
That's how I do.
Tagging was cool for a little bit, yeah. But I don't see myself as a tag. Like if an opportunity to tag with Moff came up, yeah, sure. But like when I'm out there, it's me and I can control what's going on. I'm at my most comfortable. It doesn't matter if it's one guy or seven. If I know what I'm doing and I know I can control my destiny, it's hard. Not to say that tag team wrestling is amazing and I love watching it, but I'm more comfortable being what I am and being by myself.
So what's it been like these last few years for you? Kind of, we talked about Big Money, and then all of a sudden Dominican Destroyer comes out of you and you're on this kind of meteoric type rise that we see when people are given a shot with something that a character they truly believe in. What has that meant to you with guys like, you know, Kevin, Bobby, Sean, and all these guys and Brian truly actually believing in this character that you were told to use, but now you've completely made it your own and you are now not addicted to, what's committed to. How does that make you feel?
Well, I can start off real easy. I was the guy that was told I wasn't going to last 1 month in WrestlePro. And one of the coolest things was, I won't say who, but they told me that later down the road, and they said, I've never been more happy to be wrong about you. So I was always behind the eight ball because of places I were, and unfortunately not being smart enough in the business to realize that wasn't the right places to work for or train at. But everybody says the meteoric rise, but you know how it is. When things pop up like that, it's mostly those hours of grinding, those hours of going to places, traveling all the way up to Rhode Island for XWA, Connecticut, Worcester, Mass, and just pushing and pushing and pushing. And hard work does pay off, but you got to be the right type of mind to A, want it, be willing to take it. And I've always said that. Give me the ball. I'm going to run it. I'm not only going to score, I'm going to hurt people while I'm doing it. So I'm very confident in myself in that matter, that if you give me the chance to go out there and entertain and to look as scary as I can doing it, it's what I'm going to do. And I guarantee you, because I was always told, people remember three things from every show. And it's true. Their memories are short term like that. I always try to be one of those three things. And if I'm lucky, I'll be all three.
And you brought up looking as scary as possible. I wanted to bring this up. I'm glad that you triggered the memory. Your face paint evolution has been wildly off the charts from when you first started as the Dominican Destroyer. And now it's gotten completely way more elaborate. How long do you usually take before a show to put that on? And where do you get your inspiration for your designs from?
Okay, that's a fun question. My first ever time when I wrestled Fala Ba at Edison Fair, I didn't even paint my own face. So let that sink in. the birth of Vargas, I didn't even paint my own face, and I only got half of it done. It's just crazy for the fact that if I do just the Dominican flag, I can knock that out in 4 minutes.
Right.
Oh wow.
But when I do anything else, depending on how difficult or how intricate I want to be, 10, 15 minutes, the most it'll be a half hour, because normally I could just turn on my music, I'll get my face paint, I'm already ready to go. As long as I got a mirror, I can knock it out. And like I said, the most it would ever take me is a half hour. But that's when I'm really trying to be intricate, like at the shotgun show.
That was that's why I asked, because that was crazy.
That was actually three different designs, and I mixed them into one.
Damn.
Because that's why I have fun with it, because you can't have a wrong face paint. So the challenge on me is, and Kevin, you've probably seen it, none of my face paint's ever the same unless I do the Dominican flag. Yeah. That's my own challenge to myself, to look up. So it's not just from my native country, Dominican Republic. I look up war face paint from the tribal people there, but I'll look up Cree. Shout out to Skylar Mack, because he's the one that showed me some of their face paint, and it is sick. Inuits, I look everywhere. Anywhere where there's war face paints, I've done Bushido. I've done Samurais. At Pro Wrestling Magic, I did Muda.
Oh, yeah.
So it's always fun, because I literally go out of my way to challenge myself to do something cooler than last time.
And if you want to see the Muda painting, if you go to Vargas's social media at Vargas Destroyer, it's right there on his Twitter page. It's pretty fucking sick.
Yeah, the bottom was all Muda, and then I realized, because I have a big forehead. I'm a big dude, so I drew in Japanese. I wrote war on my forehead.
Do you know how to speak Japanese?
As a kid, so it was easy to rewrite it back on my head.
That's pretty sharp. You said you put your tunes on when you're painting up your face. What are you listening to?
All depends on the day. Because I'm, as much as I am in the middle, I'm also a big hip-hop guy as well. So it all depends on the day. You could hear anywhere from J. Cole to Kendrick Lamar to Rage Against the Machine, Slipknot, Disturbed, Machine Head, Metallica. I go all over the place.
Do you have a playlist in mind for July 24th?
Probably, I would say, because I was thinking about this because of what I'm thinking of doing, probably Machine the Blackening.
Kevin, you better get on the phone with your dear good personal friend and let him know the shit's about to hit the fan.
Listen, mm-hmm. I mean, if Brian doesn't know, then he's
it's 10 minutes long, and it kicks major ass the whole time.
Yeah, and if Brian doesn't already know what he's in for, then there's no saving him.
I mean, he's got the gold now. He's got his action figure podcast. He might not even be thinking of Vargas. This could be
no. Trust me. He
had the nerve to say Vargas isn't verified, but I'm certified to whip his ass. That's for sure.
Oh shit! Get him, man. Vargas.
Man. Vargas. Oh no! I don't know, Vargas, my man. Vargas, a couple more before we let you go back to your fun night out in New York. So you move into WrestlePro. Someone says that you're not going to last, you know, a month or a week or whatever it was. And then now all of a sudden you're saying that you're driving to Rhode Island. You're going to, you know, Massachusetts for all these different companies, Magic and Jersey, all this stuff. When did that start happening for you? How long into your time with WrestlePro did you start going to all these different places? And how does that make you feel in terms of like your accomplishments so far as a pro wrestler?
Ironically enough, it started as the pandemic when people finally started opening up states. And I'm like, listen, we're here for a good time, but not a long time. We have to take advantage of all these opportunities. So I went and took those opportunities. I would show up to places that wasn't booked, shake hands with the promoter, and they're like, where are you from? From Jersey. Why are you here? For an opportunity, sir. All right, cool. Like, we'll talk. And then the next show I'm on, and that's how we're worked out for XWA, for NEW, for Magic too, even close to home. I wasn't originally one of the guys that they picked to do stuff with Magic. And then lo and behold, as you saw with the four-way, I was in the four-way for the heavyweight title. So shout out to Magic for, you know, giving me a shot there too. I was told, you're not going to get nothing sitting on your couch. You got to go out there and get it. You got to go out there and earn it. And as cliche as that sounds, it's for real. My father's a truck driver, and I watched that man drive up and down the roads for 40 years and own his own business and make it to the top of where he wants to be. So I'm not going to, at my age, just sit down and knowing that I could do what I could do in the ring and hopefully somebody books me. No, that's not how that works. Go out there, pay your dues, and get your reps and show them that you're marketable. Show them that you're worth every penny that they're going to pay to see you.
So Vargas, I know there's a few of us in that always jump back and forth with each other about football, about the Jets. You're a big Jets fan. I'm a big Jets fan. Bobby Orlando is a big Jets fan. So let's talk about the Jets and how do you feel like, first of all, what do you think about the Zach Wilson stuff?
That's my quarterback.
Don't let him near your mother.
Oh, my mother would beat the living daylights out of that boy.
You might be into that.
You think? Yeah, y'all think I'm tough? My mother's 5'2" and would whoop all of our asses.
That's right. So, how do you think? What are you thinking this year? How many wins?
Think up and down.
How many wins this year?
What's that?
How many wins this year do you think?
Honestly, if we could go 7-9, I'm happy with that because that's way improvement than last year. I'm happy with 7-9. Do I want us to go to the playoffs? Of course, but you know, I'm what they call a realist Jets fan, being that I got to play football too when I was younger. So it's like, I see what we're at. I see what we're building, and 7-9 wins, I'll be happy with because it's more than we had last year.
Perfect. Guys, you can follow Vargas on social media at Vargas Destroyer on both Twitter and Instagram. July 24th, create a pro wrestling the Shook Crew Fun Fair. That's just incredible. That's just an incredible name for a show. He'll be challenging for the Impact Wrestling Digital Media Championship against my dear, good, close personal friend, Brian Myers.
There we go.
Vargas, get it to the end to get it in.
Yeah. We're going to let you get back to your night, but before we do, anything you want to let the fans of WrestlePro, create a pro, yours, anyone that might not be familiar with you, anything you want to let them know before we let you go?
Keep an eye out for, like I said, in September for WrestlePro. Watch out for that. The Shook Crew Fair, watch out for that. Magic, when we get back in September, NEW, you never know when a Destroyer will pop up there. And at Beyond Wrestling, Wrestling Open, you never know. One day you look and Vargas will be there. So keep an eye out for me because, like I said, I'm not waiting for anybody to give me anything. I'm coming to take all of it, like it or not.
Beautiful. Vargas, thank you so much for joining us, man. I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon. I'm sure I'll be catching you around at one of these festivals that have been coming up.
Appreciate you guys for having me on, man. It was a pleasure. finally I got to be on the Shining Wizards podcast, and somebody got I had to let them know, like, yo, we've been
listen, there's a few people there that are on my short list that I can't believe have never been on, but we're making that happen now. So we appreciate you, Vargas, man. I'll talk to you soon. All right, bud.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vargas. Thanks, good Vargas. Luck on the 24th. Kick his ass. Kick his ass, Seabass.
That's going to happen.
Fuck yeah.
Please take that digital title off of him. I'm tired of seeing him on my TV. That was Vargas. Remember, follow him at Vargas Destroyer on Twitter and Instagram. Matt Squires wants to know, does the Digital Media Championship come with 50 hours of America Online?
Do you remember that? Do you remember when the CDs in the mail? That was like 50 free hours of America Online.
Yeah.
It was the shit.
I mean, at the time, it was incredible.
I got so many of those fucking CDs over the years.
You know what I found recently? I don't know if I put this on Instagram a while ago. A WCW Live CD. Like, you remember WCW Live? Like, their like Prodigy, or it was like, it may have even been their Prodigy service.
It's probably Prodigy. Yeah. Prodigy.
Prodigy.
Jesus.
Prodigy.
Prodigy.
Prodigy. Yes.
I'm sound a like prod- me.
I'm a Prodigy old man.
Crotchety Prodigy.
Hi-oh.
What?
So what time is the champ calling into play tonight? We're scheduled
8:30. 8:30 is Can You Beat That?
Oh, baby.
There's a bunch of wrestling news and notes we can talk about. With SummerSlam is starting to come into focus.
Fuck us for having to watch it.
I ain't watching that shit. Ring of Honor, Death Before Dishonor. I think that's the pay-per-view in July.
It is. July 23rd.
July 23rd, right? Somewhere in my notes here.
You got a little Samoa Joe versus Jay Lethal action. You got a little Wheeler Utah Daniel Garcia action. You got a little FTR Briscoe's action. And that's all
I know. Oh, yeah.
That's all I know.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the card right now. That's the way it's looking. We got Fyter Fest coming up for AEW. Tony, I want to know how you feel about Christian Cage's heel turn.
Good for him.
You haven't seen it, have you? It's fucking gold.
It's awesome, gold. Dude.
Why? Because he calls Matt a drunk?
No, he called Jeff a drunk.
No, he said Matt was fucking had more drunkenness than his brother.
Did he say that? I watched. Maybe. Did he say that? I don't think he said that.
Tony's paraphrasing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Perfectly honest with you.
But Matt, you're right.
You got to be the one with the drinking problem or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, because he said that. Yeah, that he did say that, but that was only because of something that Matt said that, like, Christian thought it was delusional. So, like, he was kind of just implying, like, that Matt must be drunk because he said what he said. Like, as a joke.
Yeah. We got a new TNT champion?
We do. Crazy Town USA. I don't understand what Tony's deal is here.
What do you want me to say? Fuck it, you want me to jerk off? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I don't know.
Oh, fucking word.
Say something.
Back after this?
Oh, I fucking set that up so perfectly. I knew exactly what the two of you were going to do, and it worked out beautifully. Tony completely zones out on AEW. Kevin gets annoyed because Tony's head is down. Thus the beauty. Kevin is like, what's this fucking guy's problem? Oh, God. Fucking fantastic. I am the puppet master.
You are. You're pulling all the strings here, buddy.
Yeah, Tony wishes I was there to jerk him off.
$7 million.
Fuck yeah, dude.
7.5. So I want 7.6. I want more.
Hey, Matt wants to be the highest paid sexual harasser in. Right.
Would you jerk off Vince McMahon for $7 million?
Yes.
Would you do it for $10?
No.
No.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why wouldn't you do it for $10?
Do the math.
Yeah.
I'll be lucky if $10 buys me a ham sandwich.
All right, say it was 50. Would you do it for 50?
No!
Look at the adjective, Tony. We're not here to play.
What's your mortgage? Is your mortgage $3,000 a month? What if it was for a mortgage payment?
No, I want more.
Yeah, no.
Why?
I want the house.
I know he
off.
Has it.
Well, what are you going to do for more? Are you going to give him an old finger up?
No, you just asked me if I would do it for seven. If I would give Vince a handy for $7.5 million, the answer is yes.
And you wouldn't do it for a mortgage payment?
No.
What if it paid off your car?
My car's paid off.
All right. Yeah. What if it bought you a new car?
I don't want a new car. If it pays off my mortgage, then yes.
Okay, so we're talking significantly lower than $7.5 million.
But that's the minimum I think that Matt's setting.
But you offered $7.5 million first. So why?
No, I asked you, would you do it for $7.5 million? I did not offer. Okay, so now we got you down to the fact that you would do it to pay your mortgage off.
Right. If it was the lesser of two evils, then yes.
Lesser of two evils? You're getting your mortgage paid off. How is that an evil?
Because $7.5 million, you can pay off his mortgage and buy three more houses.
And I got to jerk off a senior citizen.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, what if it only paid off half of your house?
No.
Why not? That's still like half the payments you no longer have to make.
I want to, if it's either 7.5 mil.
Or the morgue.
Or the mortgage.
Not the mortgage, the mortgage.
What, but even if it was half the mortgage, what if it was three quarters of the, what if it paid off everything but like
no one wants half a hot dog? Well, you all or nothing, baby.
You'd get the whole hot dog, you'd have to just jerk it off.
Yeah,
oh god, I can't believe
what is
you'd have to give him your old Tommy Young impression.
What do we do with the ropes,
the tag ropes?
Yes, the tag ropes, Kevin.
All right, 7.5 million. And it's in your mouth?
Nope.
Or
mortgage. Nope. Cross the line, Tony. Cross the line. Mortgage, Tony, cross the line.
Half your mortgage and it's on your chest.
I can't do this.
Tony. I can't touch it.
What do you mean you can't touch it? What if it paid off your mortgage and it was on your face? You didn't have to take
no,
it.
No. No.
What are you doing?
You want to get your mortgage paid off for that?
Not for that.
Tony, really?
This is the worst.
A little bit on your chest, like for half the mortgage. Dude, I mean, half a mortgage is a lot of money.
He is like an older guy, so I don't know if there's a lot there.
Oh no, he's virile. God damn, pal.
I'm still going with no.
Wow. All right.
What about you?
What about me?
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Yeah, I would take it on the chest for a half a mortgage. Why not?
Really? You still have a mortgage? I thought you were like 75.
Matt, you're surprised by this answer?
JJ Roke says 7.5. The fuck? What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Jay would take one in the mouth for $7.5 million.
I don't know, man. You still got to look at yourself in the morning.
Yeah, and you go, guess what, motherfucker? 7.5 million right here.
No, man, because you still close your eyes to go to sleep, and you probably have like nightmares. And you probably like
nightmares.
Yeah, that would do something. That would make me not feel good.
That would be a joy. To receive a gift.
People would be like, how'd you get this? And you have to, would you tell them?
Yeah, you got a bottle of Scope and I cleaned it out.
Yeah, that's JJ Roke says it washes.
Yeah, there you go.
Former
kid. Like I fell into some money.
What if,
some money fell on me.
What if Kevin needed one to save his life? Would you help him out?
Kevin who?
Kevin, either Kevin. What if KJG needed a handy to save
Tony,
his life?
Tony, shut the fuck up.
He's out.
Matt, thank you.
No, I mean, like, I wouldn't.
I understand, and I get it, and I'm totally on board. Peace.
Sorry. You never show up for anything, so you're out. Maybe I might do Kevin Rogue.
Wait, what? What was that last part?
Yeah, you never show up when I invite you over, so you're out. I'm not jerking anyone off for you.
Oh wait.
You.
Oh, okay. All right.
What if Kevin was standing naked on the side of a cliff?
Kevin, we got two Kevins.
Kevin. I'm not talking about Rogue. I'm talking about Kevin.
I don't care. Tony, stop.
What if he was naked on the side of a cliff and he was about to fall, but he had a heart on it? All you had to do to save his life is to just grab onto him.
I would do that.
All right, fine. Now we got a parameter.
Well, thank
there's,
you,
nothing sex, there's nothing sexual about that. I'm saving him.
What if Kevin leans into it after he...
I mean, he's taking advantage of the opportunity. He's out. We lost him.
Bye. Bye, Kevin. He's going to go look for another guest. While he's looking for another guest, should we take a break?
Yes. Are we? Kevin Roke says he's on the way.
See, this is why Kevin Roke is better than Kevin.
Damn.
What?
I mean,
he's back already? Can we dump him? Can we throw him out?
I mean,
oh god, he's challenging tonight too, isn't he?
Yeah,
we got to keep him around tonight. Him. Oh boy. So what are we doing? Are we running commercials? Are we just?
I'll talk. I will talk while you guys take a break. We're not running. Enough of the commercials. The commercials suck.
Which one do you hate the most?
That's either the Midnight Journey or the Inconclusive Breakdown.
Really?
One, I just hate them. I hate them all. They're the same fucking commercials. No one bothers to send new commercials. I'm tired of playing them.
The one that no one cares
about your cancel culture.
Can I ask you, since you're part of that show, what exactly are you trying to change when they say you can change all that? Like, what needed changing?
I have no idea.
Like, I mean,
you say it like I was like, I'm on the show every week. Yes, the questions I don't know the answers to.
Oh, brother.
I would love it if we got like updated commercials and like different things, but this is just the same.
Well, we don't update our commercial either. We have the same.
Does anyone play our commercial? I don't listen to any of the other shows.
I know for sure. They play
the same commercial block.
I know. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'll make a commercial right now.
Oh, boy.
You want a commercial?
No, I don't want a commercial. I don't need a commercial.
You're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. 10 years of great wrestling podcast. This is where you come for games, laughs, dick talk, and more.
First of all, that's not a commercial because you said you're listening to the Shining Wizards. And if it was a commercial.
All right, whatever. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, all right, come on.
When you're done with this fantastic or, you know, subpar podcast, whatever you're listening to, and you didn't fast forward through this, take a second, head over to ShiningWizards.com. Check out the latest and greatest from us. We got a big July scheduled. We got Bill Alfonso joining the show. We got Eric Watts joining the show. Nelly's going to be there. We're talking about $7.5 million hand jobs. We're talking about, can you beat that championships? Cat buttholes. Look at that. You don't get that anywhere else. Any other podcast doing live videos? No, didn't think so. So when you're done with this, like, podcast that is kind of boring, tune in every Monday night, 7 o'clock, social media at Wizards Podcast, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch. YouTube. Oh yeah, God forbid we forget the goddamn rant. Don't forget the rant. Under construction, just like 280 and every other highway in America. And while you're at it, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. For as little as $1 a month. Yes, $1 a month. You can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. And this is what happens. You go over there, right? You check it out. For $1 a month, you get your name mentioned every week on this podcast. Oh, I look good. I got a haircut. What do you guys think of my haircut? Am I looking nice? I feel like I look good today. Tony was like busting my balls about my grays last week. Anyway, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. And what we will do is we will mention your name every single week during this segment. And we're going to shout you out. $3 a month, you get our bonus content. You get our watch-alongs. You get our... we do like pay-per-view shows. We do like fun conversation pieces where we talk about different topics, and that's a good time. Sometimes we do profile pieces. Sometimes we do a show. Don't ask me why I'm pointing, because I'm petting the cat. $5 a month, you get all that, and we'll plug your social media, we'll plug your podcast, we'll plug your website, whatever you are out there grinding at, we will plug it. So hopefully the people that listen to this support you. $10 a month and above, you will get entered into a monthly drawing. And that drawing, if you win, entitles you to pick a Wizards Rewind and sit in and be a part of the show. Maybe you want to be, can you beat that challenge? Maybe you like the guest list that we have coming up and you want to sit in for an interview and ask some questions. We can do that. You just got to be 10 and above, 10 bucks and above. And we're going to put your name in a little hat. And we're going to do the first drawing on the first show of August, August 1st, ironically enough. We're going to pick a winner. That winner can do Can You Beat That, can pick the Wizards Rewind, can sit in for an interview, can be part of Down the Aisle, which people seem to love. So check that out. Let me just run the banner here across the bottom to show all our love for all our Patreons, for all their great support. And Kevin Rogue is not on that list. I didn't get a chance to add him, so I apologize. Kevin Rogue, the latest. Nelly, I gotta get you out, mama. There goes Nelly. Kevin Rogue, the latest and greatest. And Kevin's got a great podcast, The Year of Pod. You want to follow him at Year of Pod. They're going in the Wayback Machine. They're talking WCW from 96. Him and Duke do a great job. He also has his own Twitter at JJ Rogue Means. So check him out. And you're familiar with him because he was the Can You Beat That champion. Of course, we want to thank Kathy Hummer, the Queen of the Shining Wizards, Mr. Manny Crazzo, the King of the Shining Wizards, Danny Rusinello at Not Danny Russ. I hope the first day of that new job, Danny, was great. We're rooting for you over here at the Wizards. Danny has a long commute now, so he's definitely going to be listening on Tuesdays. So shout out to at Not Danny Russ. Give him a big congratulations over there. Anthony Russ over at the Mark Order Podcast. Sean Toe and Sean Calejo. Kate the Great Hensler, she's doing the Mark Order Podcast. She's doing Sour Graps. She's doing the SmackDown AEW Rampage Fightful Post Show. So check her out over there. Matt Garifo, no relationship to the KJG. Maddie Mellinger, Christine Friesendorf, Mark Parloni.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Kenny Hossie, the Scotch Drinkmore. Jay Kopp, Big Kopp of Pump from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Thomas Copps, the Mott Spock. He just recorded and dropped the latest Marking Out with our very own Tony from the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. They're talking DDP yoga and so much more. And I know Tony just celebrated 10 years of DDP yoga. So it's definitely an interview you want to check out. Mott Spock tagged us in it on Twitter at High Five Tom. I retweeted it before the show started. So when you're done with this episode, check that out. He did a great interview with Kevin a couple weeks ago, Kevin of the Shining Wizards. Now he's doing a great one with Tony. And he has reached out to me. We just got to figure out when. Oh, my fucking allergies all of a sudden. Sorry. Michael Hammond, Matthew Birch, my man Braden Bergen, at Enfuego 30 on the Twitter machine. He's our number one fan from Iowa, and he collects Mattel Elite wrestling figures. Nelly's going to get killed. Brendan Haney, Kerry Cowling, at the Kerry Crush on the Twitter machine. Great supporter, friend of the show. Ryan Schlong, over there doing his thing at the Mark Order Podcast, at Mark Order Pod. He runs the Twitter account over there. He's one of the most positive people you will ever interact with. Asian Joe, he's in the chat tonight. Thanks for supporting us, Asian Joe. David Henry Bauer III is pal Antonio Horseman. Make experimental music at Harvestman Records, 856.bandcamp.music. No, bandcamp.com/music. Mike Peterson, at LOL Mike Peterson on the Twitter machine. Give him a follow. Rob Humphrey, I Dunk Biscuits. They're doing their thing over there in the UK. The Daily Smark, dailysmark.com, at The Daily Smark on Twitter. They help you find the latest wrestling news along with up-to-the-minute daily podcast. Don't forget, we deliver YouTube videos to keep you in the loop. Roll.
My man.
And last but certainly not least, William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
Kevin, I know what you mean, man. How is y'all's break?
Broken.
Good. Oh, no, you're okay?
Oh, yeah. What was a break? What else would a break be but broken?
So I think I mentioned it in the plugs, and I think I mentioned it before we went to break. Bill Alfonso joining the show next week.
That's right, Daddy.
So I had mentioned it last week in passing, like I sublimity.
Also progeny and sublimity.
I had made a Bill Alfonso reference. He had responded to a Facebook comment from 3 years ago, like Tuesday afternoon. I forgot that we did the show Tuesday last week. So I finally reached out to him. And then he was like, I guess I had reached out to him 3 years ago and he had my phone number. So he's like, hey, I have your number. Let me know when it's a good time to call. And I was out all day Wednesday between the truck and the restaurant. So I was like, fuck. So I reached out to Tony. I'm like, hey, like, can Bill Alfonso call you? I don't know what he wants. I'm like, but he wants to talk to somebody before he agrees to do the show. And I was like, look, if he wants money, like, it's just not our thing. So just, you know, thank him for his time and whatever. And Tony was like, sure, whatever, you know, I'll talk to him. So I gave him Tony's phone number.
What happened?
He's joining us next week.
Oh, I know that. What was that conversation like?
Gimmicks that he was selling, like his whistles, and he's got some new gimmicks coming out with RVD and Sabu, some sort of like manager denim jackets or something else. He's got a merch store coming, but we got tons of time to talk about that next week. Should be very interesting.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad for kind of like, I didn't think you would want to talk to somebody, and I was kind of tied up. And I was
tied up, but I really didn't have time to talk to him. But I did spend a good 20 minutes on the phone with Bill Alfonso, which was interesting.
Yeah,
he's an old guy.
I would love to know what a conversation like Bill Alfonso was like in 2022. And I guess we'll find out next week.
We will find out next week. He's really cool. Still completely involved in the business. Loves the fact that he's still working, still going out doing conventions and appearances and whatnot. He actually told me AIW is starting up the annual Bill Alfonso tournament. So he's going to be happy. He's happy to be the name of the tournament as well as the MC. So good on him.
It's awesome. That's pretty wild. So Matt.
Yo.
So this reminds me of the time that like Vader called you.
Oh man.
And it also reminds me of the time that Teddy Long called me. So like Vader. we've each had an instance where we've had conversations with guests that were not 100% necessary, but probably still pretty cool.
Oh, I talked to Barry Horowitz for like a half an hour too.
That sounds like your problem.
No, he was pretty awesome. He was pretty awesome.
Was he not delusional when you talk to him?
No, but he still wants to be in the Hall of Fame, which I don't hate him for that.
But how he has an action figure coming out, and then he shows it to us, and it's a painted, like custom job.
Listen, man, just because it never got to market doesn't mean he didn't have an action figure. So he's got an action figure.
He's a liar.
I got an action figure. You don't see me waving it around, but that's not my style.
You got an action figure?
Hell yeah.
All right.
T-Dunk.
What?
The NWA is going to decide the next challenger for Trevor Murdoch. I still can't believe you said he eats boogers.
Not
they're going to do it with a tournament.
Yeah. Tony loves tournaments.
One of Kevin's FBs, Brian Myers, is in a tournament.
You think he's going to beat the Pope?
Fuck no.
No.
So it's only let me ask you a question, T-Donk. It's only a 6-person tournament?
See, I don't know because they only announced 3 matches for the tournament. I mean, we got Brian Myers and the Pope. Yep. We got Tom Latimer and Chris Adonis.
Right.
Who also just reunited as Strictly Business, by the way.
Let me ask you another question, T-Donk.
All right.
What is this next match, this nonsense?
Look. I don't know about nonsense.
It's nonsense.
Maybe nonsense to you. However, if your NWA World's Heavyweight Champion puts in a request, kind of have to take that into consideration. And considering the man it was requested about had no idea it was happening, but of course was eternally grateful, we are going to see Nick Aldis wrestle Tim Storm, who's had his ban on world title matches lifted by Billy Corgan, my pal Billy, at the behest of your reigning World's Heavyweight Champion. I'm okay with this. I think it's a neat little story twist. I'm wondering why Trevor Murdoch wants Tim Storm in the tournament, considering Trevor blew off the Pope when the Pope was trying to congratulate him this past week. So who knows? We're seeing a different Trevor Murdoch. Maybe he's got nefarious things that he wants to do.
Of course he does. He wants to use Tim Storm to take out Nick Aldis.
I don't know. Last time Tim Storm and Nick Aldis wrestled, Tim Storm wound up on the losing end and losing a chance at the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship ever again.
Right. So this is like his he has to redeem himself. Who knows, right? If he loses to Nick Aldis in this first round matchup, is that it? Is the door closed? Did he not prove himself worthy? Is Trevor Murdoch going to say, this guy's a fucking loser, he's out again?
I don't know if it works that way.
Well, I mean, he just went to Billy and he was like, hey, dude, I found the car keys you've been singing about for 20 fucking years. By the way, put Tim Storm in the tournament.
Yeah, but I think suspensions are weird like that. Like, it wasn't lifted for one night only. Like, this sucker is lifted. So it's not like Tim Storm would have to lose another match where that would be a stipulation.
So that's it. He can challenge whenever, even if he loses. No,
not whenever. But if an opportunity arose where he was allowed to challenge for the title, he would be allowed to accept it for sure.
Interesting.
So I think there's only three matches announced. So there's only six.
No, so far there's only three.
Yeah, I mean, there may be a fourth match coming, but who knows?
Well, I was going to ask, is there any possibility that this is like a kind of like a round robin gimmick?
I don't know if they would put like three of these guys in a triple threat match. That kind of wouldn't make sense, right? So like, I mean, I don't know. Say it's the Pope. Say by chance it's Tim Storm. And right. Say by chance, just say for argument's sake, it's Tom Latimer. Are they going to put these guys in a triple threat to decide who's going to challenge Trevor Murdoch? They might. I think it's kind of weird, though.
No, you run the tournament until the show in August. So there's, I think you'll get a couple more matches, right?
Unless they do this. No, I was going to say maybe they do it like New Japan style, but I don't think they would do that where they have a point system.
Yeah, whenever I hear of like three or six man tournaments, I'm thinking it's like round robin and like the two with like the best record advance.
Well, Billy. Tony's dear good friend Billy. You both have all these great wrestling friends. I need to get some of that. He did not say how many were in the tournament nor when the matches would take place. So the assumption is over the next 2 months, this whole tournament will play out.
Oh, okay. I got you.
On NWA Power. And by the way, I didn't get to say it at the beginning of the show. The Mims interview was awesome last week, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, man. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. His Tom Latimer impersonation was fantastic.
Yes.
Very funny. So there's that. Kevin, over in the Impact universe. No?
The big news obviously is that we had a debut. And that would be former Dark Order member Alan Angels. And he took on Mike Bailey for the X Division Championship, making his debut in his hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. And I watched the match, fantastic match, but sadly, that is the only thing on Impact that I was able to catch. But I'm glad I did because I think Alan Angels will find a great, great landing spot in Impact Wrestling. And he got a huge pop.
Sure, he did.
He got a great reaction.
He's good.
Yeah.
Well, Killer Kelly is returning to Impact. I don't know how you feel about that.
I don't remember who Killer Kelly
is. Wait, Kelly Klein?
No. Killer Kelly.
Oh, not DB?
Not DB. Also, Kushida will be making his Impact Wrestling debut, which is huge.
Against Rich Kushida, Swan, I believe.
Is Kushida related to Take Shida?
Tell me. You're a piece of Shida.
Enough of this Shida.
Yeah. I do believe, I think it's Rich Swan is his first opponent, right?
You are correct. The Derby City Rumble tapings, Kushida will take on Rich Swan.
That should be awesome.
Hell yeah, it should be awesome. What else? Anything else?
So Matt, what has Kushida been doing since he came back to New Japan?
He was in a tag match, a mixed tag match, not a mixed tag match, but he was in a tag match where he was pinned by Ishimori. But he seems to be the next challenger for Ishimori's IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. We are in G1 season in New Japan, so you're not going to see a lot of the Super Juniors because Best of the Super Juniors just ended. We do, however, have brand new New Japan 6-man tag team champions.
Let me ask you this real quick before I just want to talk about Kushida for a little bit. Is there any chance that now that he's going to be an Impact, do you think that maybe we'll see some sort of, or maybe this isn't a question, maybe this is just a pontification. I wonder if we're going to see time splitters.
Well, it's Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley are facing each other at this Roller City Derby thing. So I think it's a no-brainer to put the time splitters back together.
And Alex Shelley seems to have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder lately. So I wonder if that will lead to something. With
I would hope so. Look, the junior division, the Impact Tag Team Division could use the help, and I think the Junior Division in New Japan could also use a little bit of help.
Yeah, that's a good point about the Tag Team Division in Impact. It's not, I mean, maybe when Cardona comes back, you'll have the majors. You have
nobody chance.
Well, you have the Good Brothers. You have the Briscoes, kind of. You have
Violent by Design.
Yeah, and they had a little squabble on Impact.
Uh-oh.
So that should be interesting to see where that goes. And then you have Rhino and Heath. Then you have, I know Rich Swann. I don't know what happened to Willie Mack, but Willie Mack and Rich Swann. Oh, you have Bennett and Taven. It's not terrible.
OGK.
Yeah.
But Chaos took those 6-man titles off of the fucking House of Torture, so that's worth a celebration.
Which members of Chaos? Are there only three?
No. It was Hiroki Goto, Yoshihashi, and Yo.
Nice.
Fucking Yo.
Yo, baby.
Fuck Yo. MLW news and notes real quick.
Oh, please enlighten me. Was it better than last week's Sandman and the Microman?
Hey, you know, I didn't have a chance to write it down, but there was a top 10 this week. And I don't
I don't have
it, though.
Let me see if I can pull it up.
Pull it up, Matt, please.
It's on the video. We got Enzo against Lince Dorado. Wow. It was all right. Enzo cheated to win.
Of course.
But the bigger news, Alex Kane had his Thrilla and Filla challenge answered by Davey Richards, and they had a pretty good match that went to a 20-minute draw. Nice. And then, of course, after the match, Alex Kane and his muscles started beating him down, and Myron Reed, who has been being mentored by Davey Richards, came out to make the save, but then he waffled Davey Richards and he joined the Boumaier Fight Club. Oh, so now you got the openweight champion and the middleweight champion in the Boumaier Fight Club.
Oh, I just love that you rattled off like 7 MLW names for me to try to guess in the top 10.
Oh, you're definitely not getting 5 of them. No way.
Oh, I'll get them all.
This will be because the champ is waiting. So this is a good.
Bring him in? This will be fun for him to jump in with this.
I want Kevin to get a tune up here.
Oh, all right. If you think it's gonna help?
No, it's not gonna help.
This is Kevin's gimmick, bro.
MLW, Matt, do you have it?
I'm working on finding
it. It's in the video. I don't know if there was a
recap. Yeah. Where in the video?
I think it's during the Boumaier match. Let me see.
During the match or after it?
No, during the match. It runs on the bottom. It's a ticker.
Hey, I'm looking for it. Relax.
All right, let's get this started here.
That was the ring apron. Well, Tony, great job getting the fucking top 10 ready.
Oh, fuck off.
Well, it looks like we're not going to have a top 10 because I can't fucking find it. But you mentioned Davey Richards in MLW. He's returning to New Japan, too. He's doing he's doing the Windy City show, or is he doing the Nashville show?
Yes, both.
Hold on. No, he's doing one or the other. He's doing the Music City show. He'll be wrestling Clark Connors. It'll be his first time in a New Japan ring in over 10 years.
Were the Wolves in New Japan, or was Davey Richards by himself?
Davey Richards was in New Japan, and Eddie was in Noah.
Noah, he wasn't.
You're an asshole. This Ric Flair's last match thing, I don't give a shit about it, but the card around it is looking mighty, mighty interesting.
Yeah.
So all the StarCast matches that they've announced is for the card that Ric Flair, like the Killer Cross match, like the Hammerstone, all that stuff is the same card?
Yes. Copy. So here's what it looks like. Ric Flair's last match.
Which we still don't know who he's wrestling, do we?
They haven't announced it yet. Impact World Champion Josh Alexander against Jacob Fatu.
That's wild.
Jordan Grace defends the Impact Knockouts Championship against Deonna Purrazzo and Rachel Ellering. All right. Rey Fénix, Laredo Kid, Taurus, and Bandito in a 4-way dance. The Wolves, Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards, take on Motor City Machine Guns.
Nice.
How they got this is beyond me. The Von Erichs take on the Briscoes.
Oh, no shit.
Yes. Killer Cross, Davey Boy Smith Jr.
That's pretty wild, too.
Clark Connors, Ren Narita. Oh, so that's pretty cool. I don't care to see the Flair match, but I am interested in the undercard.
Who do you guys, if you had one guess right now, who is Ric Flair wrestling? I know that you don't care, but who is Ric Flair wrestling?
Dino Caruso.
Tony, I mean, you're just going to ruin something.
I mean, Kevin, you asked and you said you didn't care. What did you expect?
No, I said, I know you don't care.
I don't care. You know, I just fucking blew through this episode and I can't find the fucking top 10 so far.
It's not there.
It was there when I watched it earlier.
They must have known what we were going to talk about.
Found it. Fuck it. Found it. Found all right. All right, I got to write down though real
I
quick.
I see you, Christian. You're bringing you in any second now, buddy.
Fuck.
All right, so Tony.
The MLW top 10.
I'm going Alexander Hammerstone.
Do you realize I have to fucking write these things down? Can you give me a minute?
Why do you have to write this down?
Because they're scrolling on the bottom of the screen. It's not like I can fucking just bounce back and forth.
Wait, right, they don't I thought they did a whole segment.
Nope, not anymore, sir.
What is LW.
I'm getting there.
I've been waiting for this day.
Yeah, good for you. Wait for my fucking ball.
Long time.
Lick my balls.
Yeah, lick them. Lick them fucking good, you fucking hump.
God damn.
Matt, does Moose want to chime in on the top?
He's got a stinky asshole, and he's got those smelly balls.
All right, I got it.
All right.
Moose liner anywhere over here, Kev. I'm sorry.
All right, problem. It took me 20 seconds, but I got it. Okay, all who right. you got? Top 10.
Hammerstone.
Hammerstone's your champion. He's not in the top 10.
Richard Holiday.
Holiday is number 2.
Jacob Fatu.
Fatu is number 1.
Correct.
Davey Richards.
Number 4. Please don't do that.
Correct.
Don't stop it.
Calvin Tankman.
Calvin Tankman, number 6.
Correct.
Stop.
Lince Dorado.
Nope.
No. Damn.
Stop, you fucking hand job.
Danny Christian Limelight. Left.
No, Danny Limelight, no. Don't you fucking do it. Stop.
King Mo.
No, you fucking King Mo.
Boombaye Jones.
I don't know who that is. Do you mean the Boombaye
Fight Club?
Well, there's more than one person in the Boombaye Fight Club.
One of the members of the Boombaye Fight Club. Right,
if you meant Alex Kane, I'll give you Alex Kane.
Yes, Alex
Kane.
That's exactly who I meant. Myron Reed.
Myron Reed, number 7.
Correct.
Fuck.
Ross Von Erich.
No.
I hate your guts.
Marshall Von Erich.
No, the Von Erichs are not in the top 10.
Who mute me?
You got four.
Oh, who's the jacked and Joe? Who's the jack guy? And Joku, the football player.
Yes, Joku. Yes,
and EJ and Joku.
Yeah, he's number 9. Yes.
How many do I have left?
Not enough.
5, 8, and 10.
Microman.
No.
Sandman.
Surprise me. Yes. No.
I had Sandman written down there. MLW. Jordan Oliver.
No, he's been gone for a year. You want to put Cotto Brazil up there too while we're at it?
Funky Cold Medino.
No.
Matt,
come on, help him out.
What?
Help him out.
Look, I had to bring Christian in. This was ridiculous.
No, that's fine. Help out Kevin. We got to end this.
Okay. Guys? How's it going?
Enzo.
Enzo is number 8. Thank you.
Danny Limelight.
No, he said that, you hand job. If you weren't busy pressing the button, you would notice.
Laredo Kid.
No.
Mads Kruger.
Mads Kruger is number 5. You guys are never going to get number 10. Never, ever, ever in a million years.
Angrel.
No. Although that's a good guess.
Tommy Dreamer.
Close, but no.
Close?
No. Not at all. All right. You each get one more guess.
You're
never going to get it.
Davey Boy Smith Jr.
Nope. Matt?
Hold on.
We just came in for them.
Christian, do you wager a guess who's number 10 in the MLW top 10 for this team?
I don't even remember everybody that was said. Warhorse?
No, but he is coming back. He's coming back for Battle Riot, but he's not in the top 10. Matt, who you got?
Mance Warner.
Nope. He is not back.
Jerry?
Yet. He's coming back. No.
Matt Cross.
No.
Savio Vega.
Nope.
Juicy Fanu.
Nope.
TJP.
Dario Cueto.
Nope. KC Navarro.
Nope.
Brian Cage.
Nope.
Bud Heavy.
Nope.
The Blue Meanie.
Holiday.
Nope. Nope.
LA Park.
Nope.
Park.
Nope.
And Recreation.
None of the parks.
Lance. Mr. Thomas.
Lance. Nope. Lance on Hawaii.
I know. I know he.
Arez.
Arez, no.
Myron Reed.
No, he's on the list already.
Conan?
No.
Bandito.
No.
Roosh.
Matt is getting closer, though.
Killer Cross.
Nope. Not. Now you got farther away.
Bandito was close. Oh, Dragon Lee.
Nope.
Octagon Jr.
Yes, finally. Thank God.
All right, I did
number
it.
10. I yes, Kevin. Well, Kevin, well done.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Could have done it without anyone else.
Christian, welcome back, brother.
Oh, it's great to be back, guys. Thank you for having me back.
The champ is here.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're reigning and defending.
Can you beat that? I'm here. I'm here. Awesome. Done with the 2300. Had an awesome time there. Represented well for you guys. So I still lost, but that's fine.
Don't worry. You'll get your win back tonight.
Hopefully. I got another show this Saturday as well, if anybody's in the area of Paulsboro.
Oh, fucking A, dude.
Yeah.
Monster Factory?
Monster Factory show, yeah. Qualifier for the Larry Sharp Cup.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Let
me just pull this up here for you. Christian Rocco at Christian Rocco 14. Oh, did I put that right?
41.
41. That's me.
Know. Oh, yeah. Christian Rock 14.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Twitter doesn't have enough characters.
The reigning defending champion.
Fuck yeah. But a worthy challenger, at least according to the committee.
You know, that's right. Let me. You know what? I'm not going to say anything.
Good. You shouldn't. Because as you gentlemen know, the committee has approved tonight's questions for this championship match. And the committee also sends their luck to both of you, both challenger and champion. Awesome. So there you go. Now, having said all that.
Christian, I wasn't here when you dethroned Kevin Rogue. But how is life as the champion?
Oh, it's great. It's going great. You know, I'm world renowned right now. I can get my whole t-shirt in there. It's like the Foley commissioner shirt. You can also get my t-shirt now. Shameless plug on Pro Wrestling Tees.
Look at this guy.
But yeah, no, life's been pretty great. I've been wrestling all over. I just got back from Connecticut. I've been wrestling for the Monster Factory for ever. they're doing a kids camp this week, so I've been kind of volunteering with them. But everything's been great. Just really, really busy.
What's it like That's having good. John Alba as your manager?
Oh, he's the best. He's the absolute best. Alba's amazing. He hasn't been to every single show, but when he is there, he's great. He adds another layer to everything with us. He helps us out with our character work. He is a really awesome dude.
All right.
All right, Tony. Now the floor is yours. I'm sorry. I wanted to catch up with them. I didn't get to see him last time. I'm sorry.
That's Don't okay.
get annoyed. Hey, if you're really annoyed, go tell the committee to go fuck themselves, okay? For me.
You really want to have problems? You really
I mean, apparently problems? If you give them enough problems, you get what you want, right?
That's right.
The council's falling apart over here.
The committee is just fine. You guys need not worry. Perfect. We are here for our championship battle tonight. And it's time to play another rounding edition of Can You Beat That? Woo! Tonight, we got a barn burner of a match. Former champion KJG, the Wizards' own, challenging the reigning and defending. Can you beat that champion? Mr. Christian Rocco! Christian, how are you this evening, my man? How is
I'm you? Amazing.
You sound amazing. You sound absolutely amazing. I have been waiting with bated breath for this night. It could not have come soon enough for me. Have you been practicing? Have you been getting ready for your next opponent?
Oh, of course. I'm always watching wrestling.
Good, good. Good to hear. Good to hear. And on the other side of the podium, the challenger, the former champion, the man who has cried and bemoaned and complained and shot his way into a championship match, our own Shining Wizards, Kevin. Kevin, we all know how you're doing tonight. What's the game plan? What's the scheme? I know you've been taking a lot of former champions to task with their playbook and their way about going about things. What's the strategy for you tonight?
Stick and move, bob and weave, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Just try to not embarrass myself.
I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Well, we all know the rules of Can You Beat That? There's going to be two questions. I'm going to pose the categories and the number of possible answers to the challenger. He will have the option to choose the question first, and we will work our way from there. He'll let me know how many possible answers he can add to the question, and then his opponent will have a chance to beat that. And if he can't, or if he moves on, whoever gets control of the board must answer every single answer that they said that they could correctly. If they miss one, they lose the point. They get them all, they get a point. 2 points to win, and if we're tied at one apiece, we got a motherfucker of a sudden death question. Boys, if you're ready, it's time to play. Can you beat that? I like it. Now, Matt, please don't be ringing the bell every 5 minutes. You were annoying during the top 10. I just want to tell you.
I thought it was great.
You got to hit me with the corrects, too.
All right. So, Christian, last time we played, you got to go first, but you're in the championship seat this time. So we're going to go to the challenger. Kevin, here are your topics and the possible answers.
T-Dog.
What?
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just a second. If you are watching live, please do not put any answers in the comments. We want this to be fair and square. And as next week's guest would say, right down the middle, daddy.
Both of you guys have really good Bill Alfonso's, by the way.
Can we block the question? Can we block the...
I'm going to not have that as my screen. I'm just going to put like Instagram up or something.
Yeah, put up your banners. I don't think Christian can see the comments anyway, right?
No, I'm just in the waiting room.
Okay, well, I just didn't, you know, I want it to be fair, man.
That's a great call.
You gotta worry about Kevin over there.
Wait, what? What was that?
You're sitting there watching all the comments.
No, I literally.
Can we get a pat down beforehand? See you. I can't even see you guys see right now. Loaded. You gotta see if anything's in the pockets. Come on.
I am a bad guy, but I have the Create a Pro Wrestling Instagram page up on my screen right now, so I can't even see you guys.
All right, Kevin, if you're ready.
Oh, no, but yes.
Here are your topics and the correct number of answers. First choice, classic wrestlers, 16 possible answers. Second choice, WWNWO, 7 possible answers.
WWNWO.
Kevin, question to you. In the NWO's history as part of WWE, 7 wrestlers were recognized as official members of the NWO. How many can you name? Kevin's writing feverishly. I get the feeling this might be a table run, but I'm not quite sure. Matt, what do you think? He's writing with a purpose here.
Yeah, I'm getting an echo from you, Tony. Yeah,
from me?
Yes.
No, how about now?
Better.
Okay. I don't know what I did, but anyway.
I can go all of them.
Kevin's going to run the table. Kevin, the NWO's existence in WWE, 7 members were official, 7 wrestlers were official members of the group. You said you could name all 7 whenever you're ready.
Scott Hall.
Scott Hall is 1.
Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash is 2.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan is 3.
X-Pac.
X-Pac makes 4.
Big Show.
Big Show is 5.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels is 6.
Booker T.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin has run the table.
That's unbelievable. Wow.
Tony, you got me right in my wheelhouse, man.
Kevin, yeah, were you feeling super confident about that one?
Well, I'll tell you what, Shawn, I knew Shawn Michaels, but I didn't write him at first. I actually had Ric Flair at first because Ric Flair was technically in charge.
Stay away from Ric Flair.
Yeah, did you think NWO, Ric Flair was going to fuck Ric you Flair, again?
Ric Flair was the one that put Booker T in the NWO. So technically that can make him a de facto in charge of it.
Some Federation poison?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, look, I just want to just put something out here for, and I'm speaking on behalf of the champ here. I think it's a little fugazi here that this NWO question comes up. Kevin's got an NWO hat on. I'm just calling.
No, I think I was going
to
wear that.
I think there's some, the committee needs to look into this fucking paper.
The questions were approved. The questions were approved earlier today, long before Kevin showed up.
Who went to Tony's house today?
Oh, that's a
The committee missed his fix. Come on.
Because it wasn't me, guys.
The committee will take that under advisement.
If the second category wasn't what it was, I was actually really more excited to do classic wrestlers.
Well, you might have a chance to do classic wrestlers because that question is going to go to the champ. Sweet. And you know what? As confident as you were with that question, I'm highly confident that Christian.
I agree. Just based on the title alone, I agree.
And this question was actually submitted by one of our Discord's own, Brendan Haney. So we've got we appreciate the submissions. We fact check everything, and then we send them off to the committee, and the committee got one approved. So look at that.
Really, that's weird because I didn't see any questions come my way.
Because they don't come your way.
You're saying we like you have fucking frogs in your pockets. Like I'm part of this bullshit.
Maybe I do, bitch. Ribbit. Here you go.
You got a French frog in your pocket.
It's fucking shenanigans.
Christian, question to you. The first WWF pay-per-view, the Wrestling Classic, was a tournament that featured 16 professional wrestlers. Christian, your question is, how many can you name that participated in that tournament?
So how many altogether?
16.
16. Jeez. I'm going to go 8. I want to try and challenge myself here.
Go for
out,
it.
Out the box, Christian Rocco says 8. Kevin.
Go for Christian, it.
Kevin defers to Christian.
Wow.
I love it.
Wow.
I show you not. I just watched this recently, too. I was trying
all to, right, there we go. Yeah. I like it. Christian, so the question to you is, the Wrestling Classic, the first WWF pay-per-view, 16 wrestlers participated in the Wrestling Classic tournament. You said you can name 8 whenever you're ready.
So is this in 85? That's my only question. It's in 85, right? It's right before WrestleMania.
Whoa. Come on.
Yeah. All right.
No, I can give him the information on that. I can. It's November of 85, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. That helps.
Yeah.
That'll help with the Google search.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Drove to Tony's house.
On my screen.
I'm kidding, man. I'm just
I have all the faith in you, by the way.
I do too, which is scary.
Tito Santana?
Tito Santana is 1.
All right. Randy Savage?
Randy Savage is 2.
I'm trying to think. Steamboat?
Ricky Steamboat makes 3.
All right. This is where it's going to get tough. Paul Orndorff
is 4.
Yikes.
I'm guessing both of the Bulldogs are in it.
Dynamite Kid 5, Davey Boy Smith 6.
Yes. All right.
What? How did... What? I guess it's tag teams.
Look, you got 6. There's still 10 more possible answers. Just work your way through it.
Okay, so... Just trying to think of the match card, too, because I remember watching this. I remember Savage in it, and I remember going, all right, Savage and Steamboat have a match in there somewhere. Bob Orton?
Bob Orton is 7. You are 1 away from tying the game. And why am I echoing?
Is Don Morocco in it?
Don Morocco makes 8. We got a tie ball game. Yes.
I really didn't think I was going to get that one.
No, well, listen, I only deferred because there's no way I was going to.
Let me tell you, when the question was posed to me, I could only get 10 off the top of my head, and there were 2 I wasn't sure of, and it turns out they were in it, so I would have only had 12. And I know this tournament. I could
so, like, let's try to guess the other. Is Greg Valentine in it?
I got my list right here.
Greg Valentine is not in it. Matt, who do you got?
Well, JYD won the stupid thing.
JYD, I think, won it.
Yes, that's 9.
Sheiky Baby.
Sheiky Baby's in, that's 10.
Oh,
Adonis.
Adonis is in, that's 11.
Volkov is definitely in it.
Volkov's in it, that's 11.
Yeah. One Man Gang Ivan in that Putski. Thing?
Ivan Putski's in, One Man Gang, no.
Oh, this is 85.
Terry Funk.
Terry Funk is in it.
Is Adonis in it?
Yeah, he got Matt already
said. Okay, yeah. Adonis.
Two more.
Hercules Hernandez?
Nope. Ooh, jeez. Good thing you didn't answer this, Kev.
Oh, fuck. Kirshniff.
Kirshner. Corporal Kirshner lost to Adrian Adonis in the first round. And, dude.
I know who the last one is.
Who is it?
It's fucking Moondog Spot.
Yes, it is. Terry Funk's opponent.
Yes, he did. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Moondog Spot stole the win.
We fucking watched. We watched this. It was like our first bonus watch along.
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah,
I must have watched this like a month ago. I was pretty certain JYD won. That's why I was just confused. I didn't want to say him because we weren't.
Well, boys, it's time for a tiebreaker.
Oh,
because Kevin's the challenger. I'm going to give him the question. I'm going to give him the possible answers. He will have the option to answer first or to pass it to you. Kevin, the bonus death question. The topic is new and uncooked. Eight possible answers.
New and uncooked.
All right. So,
to is me, this raw?
No, do you want to answer it or do you want to give it to Christian?
Ah.
Well, no, it's not answer. Who gets?
Yeah, it's I give a number.
Who gets
right?
The first number? Well, yeah. You don't have to. You could defer to Christian.
Right.
You let him give the first number.
It's got to be. I'm with Christian in logic that it's got to be new generation and raw ish.
Yeah.
So, I will say. I'll answer it.
No, it's not your answering. Do you want to be the first one to give a number, or do you want to pass to Christian to give a number? I haven't given you the topic yet. I haven't given you the question yet.
All right, I'll be the first to guess a number.
Okay. Kevin. Monday Night Raw debuted on January 11th, 1993 at the Manhattan Center in New York City. There were six wrestlers and two tag teams that participated in matches on that show. I will take the tag team names as answers. Eight possible answers. How many can you name? And bless you, Matt.
Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Sorry. Excuse me. I should have muted my mic.
It's all good. Matt, what do you think of the question? As he sneezes away. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Bless you.
Oh, this is it's not as I'm not gonna lie to you. It's a tough one, but I don't think it's as tough as the first Shotgun Saturday Night card.
Yeah, that one was a fucking nut breaker. That was like top three nut breakers of all time. That might have been the toughest question I ever asked on the show. But I don't think this one is far from a throwaway question.
I can name four.
Christian. Kevin says
I have to shoot for five.
Christian coming back with five.
I could do six.
Kevin coming back with six.
Let's go seven.
Christian's going with seven. Are you kidding me? Kevin,
I know this. I hope it wasn't going to get to this. I know the seventh, but I don't know the eighth.
Christian's at seven right now.
I got it.
I think.
Will Kevin run the table or will he let Christian have a seven out of eight? Six wrestlers, two tag teams, eight possible answers.
Worked? I feel like, and it's not, it's, I guess I can't.
Really watch what you say. If you're talking out loud, just watch what you say.
None of them are, I know the tag.
That's going to kill me too.
I know who one of them is.
I know one of them, but I don't remember who.
Man, it's like these guys are almost helping each other, Matt.
Yeah, really. Don't give your strategies to each other, you dingleberries.
Yeah, geez. JJ Rogue's yelling at his yelling at his computer right now, going, "What are you guys doing?" Oh boy, whew. Kevin, this is a tough one, man. Championship on the line.
No, I mean I'm very confident with my seven.
It's such a short episode, too. There's not like I can see the highlights pretty much that they used to play all the time.
Wait. There is a lot in that episode though.
Yeah.
They packed a lot in.
These are just the matches, right? We're not counting like other people on the
show.
No,
just
I was going to say, yeah, there's a couple of other people.
All right.
I see.
Christian, if I get this wrong, congrats.
Thank you.
Oh no.
But I gotta shoot for it.
Kevin is going to run the table. Kevin, the question to you, actually, I need to hear it. You said you're going to go all eight?
Yeah, I'm going to go for all eight.
All right, just want to get confirmation.
Oh, boy.
Because if there's a problem, I got to deal with the committee, and they're not very happy when they have problems.
I know I'm going to get tripped up on the same one as you.
I think I finally got it.
January 11th, 1993, Raw debuts at the Manhattan Center in New York City. There were eight answers to the question.
Now,
six wrestlers, two tag teams.
Watch I flub the one that I'm confident in. Like, watch I get the one that I'm, like, super confident in wrong, and the one that I... All right, so I'm going...
Kevin said you can name eight whenever you're ready.
Undertaker?
Correct. Undertaker is one. Don't you fucking start, you ham job.
Damian Demento?
Damian Demento makes two.
Yes.
See, now I'm nervous about all of them. So Christian might win this right now. All right. Yokozuna.
Yokozuna makes three.
Coco Beware.
Coco Beware is four.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels makes five.
Max Moon.
Max Moon is six. Doggy.
The Steiner Brothers.
The Steiner Brothers make seven. Now,
Tony, this is the one. I think it's a job tag team. But I think they were all black and masks. I want to say it's the Spiders or the Executioners. Is it the Spiders?
Is that your answer?
It is my answer.
Oh, Kevin!
Was it the Executioners?
Yes,
it was.
Oh, God.
Oh no!
I had the same exact thought process too. I couldn't figure out who it was. I knew it was some kind of job tag team.
It was a masked team played by Dwayne Gill and Barry Hardy. It was in fact the Executioners.
Oh shit! You would have beat me. I couldn't have gotten that one.
Wow!
Yeah. Wow!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, with 2-1, your champion has retained. Yes. Christian Rocco. Congratulations, champ!
Keep this reign going.
Wow.
Wow,
that was a tough one though. That would have killed me. I couldn't have gotten that last one. I had every single one of the same ones as you. I just
who are you thinking for the eighth team? Did you have a name?
I didn't even have a name.
That makes me so mad. Don't say that.
I can envision it, but I can't even figure out.
But did you have
the job team? And I knew the Steiners went over.
Did you have all the other ones?
Yeah.
See, because Kev, now he worked himself into that corner. Like, he played it to seven, knowing he could get the seven.
Well, I didn't think he would one up. I was hoping that he would let me go at, like, five or six. Like,
I knew I could get it. Because I knew Max Moon and Michaels, Damian Demento and Undertaker, and I was pretty sure Yoko and Coco wrestled.
This is, like, high-energy Coco.
Yeah.
See, Matt, like, it wasn't a terribly difficult question, but that last answer is what hung it up.
Oh, that's the one that would have killed me too. There's so much that happened on that show. That's why I was like, oh my god, there's so many people on that show, because Bobby Heenan trying to get in.
Sean Mooney was on that show.
Doinks on the show.
Yeah. Who else was on there?
Scott Ball gets interviewed.
Yeah, Rob Bartlett was doing commentary.
Yeah.
It was nuts. It was so much going on in that show.
JJ Rogue, now, how is Kevin going to explain how he didn't lose this time? How he didn't win this time, I think is what he meant. And this one's on me. I had it.
No, I couldn't have gotten that one. He would have got me.
I had it. I had the Spiders, yeah. And I had the Executioners. And stupid me, when in doubt, always go with the Executioners if it's one of the two options. Because the Spiders, maybe they made like three appearances? And there was probably still Dwayne Gill and Barry Hardy. as the Spiders, but
oh my god, that one would have been hard. I was gonna say, can we start counting like managers? They're a part of the match. I would have said, like,
dude, I
wanted to hear Paul Bearer.
it took like a flip of a light switch for me to get my head off the Beverly Brothers, like legit.
Oh,
like,
no, I don't even remember
that. And that's why, like, but that's all I had. And yeah. Then all of a sudden, like, I'm remembering the image. Like the screenshot in my head of them and decked all out in black. I think maybe with white boots, maybe. And
I always think the Steiners standing over them too.
And I just didn't. I don't know what the fuck was I thinking going Spiders.
You would have got me.
Hey, man, but this was – I'm very proud of my my performance today. But now, like they say, back of the line.
You listen, you should not be disappointed at all. This was a hell of a night. This was actually
a
very close contest. I'm curious, how many did you have for the tournament? Did you ever
– Oh, I didn't even bother making a list. Once he started with 8, I was like go for it.
That's only like, because I recently watched that. I wouldn't have gotten that. And I was still hesitant on who won it.
And I've seen it multiple times. Like I've watched it. Like, but I couldn't tell. Like my first 3 guesses in the After Effect were all goose eggs.
Yeah.
I also just try and think of everybody from that point. I'm like, all right, 85, let's see who's on there. I was going to say Greg Valentine, too. That was going to be one of mine, but that was the one I think that I – did you say it or
– I said it.
Somebody said it, yeah.
I probably would have said, like, Beefcake. I probably would have said –
yeah.
I probably would have got, like, a couple, but, like, most of them – but the here about this game is the second you get one wrong, it's over.
Yeah. So I just was letting you test that one out.
Yeah. No, no chance.
The thing that hung me up when I went through it was Adonis and Kirchner. For some reason, when I was first going through the list, I kept thinking that Adonis and Kirchner was WrestleMania 2, but then I was like, no, that it was Uncle Elmer at WrestleMania 2, and that it was this one. And then there's a lot of them that like had weird endings, like Davey Boy Smith and Ricky Steamboat had a weird ending. And
coming back to me now.
The ending with Moondog Spot and Terry Funk was weird. Then there was Junkyard Dog counting the pin on Moondog Spot.
Yes. Oh my god, yeah.
There was Nikolai getting drop kicked by Dynamite Kid when he was singing the national anthem. Yeah, like there was a whole lot of weird seconds. Yeah, there was a
They're
lot
all
of weird
short matches too.
Yeah, and then Orndorff and Santana actually had like a little bit because it was like a face versus face, but Orndorff was starting to cheat again. And I remember Jesse on commentary, like, you know, he's still the bad Mr. Wonderful. He's still got those tendencies because, you know, Orndorff was a face at that point. He had joined up with Hogan and all that. So there's a lot of like little things in that tournament that kind of helps you like jog your memory going through it. But even I, like I'd first pass, I couldn't get past 10 of them.
Well, that's what helps me out with like the 92 Rumble of remembering that, because there's so many little stories that kind of like interweave in that, because you got Piper winning the Intercontinental. You've got like Bret going in it.
That's why it's the greatest Rumble of all.
It is. It's the best ever.
That's true. I'm gonna watch it on Tony's old laptop tonight.
Nice, Matt. Any final thoughts on the match tonight? Hell of
a
win.
This was a great battle. Great battle.
It was.
I would love to see who the committee picks for the next.
Well, we have a few weeks. I think the committee's gonna, you know, take a look at this and, you know, review everything. Not saying that everything wasn't on the up and up, but impressed by both competitors, and we'll see what the future holds.
I'm gonna lose sleep over this.
I wouldn't have gotten the Executioners. You can at least live with that. I wasn't even gonna give a guess. I couldn't even figure out who that was.
See now, what Christian, what you're doing is I know you're trying to be nice.
Yeah,
but what you're doing is totally making me feel like 10 times worse than I was before. But it is what it is, man. Congratulations.
Oh, thank
a worthy
you.
Champion. This, I knew it was going to be a dogfight, and I knew at the end of the day you would probably win, but I just did not want it to be this way.
Man, well, I appreciate you guys having me back.
Can I send you some postage so we can get the championship to Christian?
Do you really want to put that beauty in a box and send it out?
I don't know. I mean, I thought that was kind of the gimmick behind it, no?
I mean, we didn't do it for Kevin Rogue. I can do it. I think maybe next Monday I can get it out.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I mean, I'll see what the committee thinks, but I would think that it would make sense, right?
Oh yeah, the committee. The title's in my possession, but we're gonna talk to the fucking committee.
Well, it's not our fault that you won't give up the actual belt. You're like,
the committee's in disarray.
The committee's fine. Don't listen to Matt.
Title in person, and I walked out of your house with it. Then I successfully defended it for months, only to be spit in the face like Carlito. I spit in your face.
I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
When Kevin gets to challenge the champion before I do.
Well, I lost the championship before you and never got a rematch.
Oh my god, the rematch thing.
I decline any invitation from the fucking committee. You tell them that. When I'm ready, I'll tell the committee when I'm ready. How do you like them fucking apples?
All right. No. Well, I'll
send it to the committee. Oh, no, Matt.
No, the committee can suck on it. They can go find someone to challenge the young kid here. He can walk all over everybody for a couple months.
Would you suck on the committee to get half of your mortgage paid off?
No, because I don't think there is a real committee. There is no committee.
Christian, this was a pleasure. We will be in touch.
The committee is happy. I hope the committee's happy.
It should be. This was a great battle.
Yeah, this was a hell of a battle. I don't know why.
Yeah, maybe, you know, it wasn't, you know, there wasn't some, you know, he went to his house in the morning. He's got an MWO hat on. You know, it's all
coincidence.
He lost! That he just rolled. That was the first quest. The softball, big as a beach ball. I'd be upset, Christian. I don't know. I know you're a very even-keeled young man.
Want to go get me an executioner shirt tonight?
Fuck yeah, dude. That'd be awesome.
I'll be wearing a fucking executioner's mask next week. This gimbal shit. It's a fucking committee.
Well, Christian, I'm sorry that Matt is souring your...
no, it's all good.
I'll drive the fucking belt to him, okay? I know he's in New Jersey. Drive it to his house.
Oh, what are you going to give him the next questions? What are you, on the inside with the committee now?
No, there is no...
There's a lot of shenanigans going on.
There's no committee. You're getting your fucking questions from the Discord.
It's the Illuminati. Wait,
What if I was in the Discord?
They were DM'd to me. You didn't. They're not posting them on the chat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kevin, come on. Get with the fucking times. Use Tony's new laptop to get on the fucking Discord.
Yeah, and don't be fucking spilling things on that thing. That laptop's got a lot of history to it.
A lot of porn on that laptop.
It's staying in studio basement.
Until it's bedtime and you want to watch the Rumble.
I'll watch the Royal Rumble in the kitchen.
In the kitchen? You sleep at the table? Kitchen? Jeez.
I'm not going to sleep. I'll watch it before I go to bed.
Sleep jacking?
Oh,
in
God.
The kitchen?
To the 92 Rumble? That's probably what happened to the last laptop.
No, I'm pretty sure that was a White Claw.
1,000 bottles of mayo.
Yes, Kevin still has an iPhone 5, Kate. There you go.
That's right.
Oh, right, brother. Here. Well, Christian, this was a pleasure, champ. Congratulations on a successful title defense.
This was awesome, guys. Thank you for having me.
We will see what the future holds for you next month, and we'll let you know who your next challenger will be in the next weeks or two.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Thanks, Christian.
Oh, did I tell him who the next challenger was? I don't remember.
You don't know who it is. How would you
tell him? No, but I think when I DM'd him, I might have told him he was taking on Kevin. After Ryan Arthur, the black face blob, made the announcement or whatever.
Oh, God.
No, what? You didn't tell me.
He didn't mean it like that. Relax.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, Kevin. And if I did, tough shit. Some apples. All right, it ain't worse than anything fucking Jordan Grace is tweeting now, so I don't give a
shit. All right, can you say goodnight to Christian? Can we let him go?
Christian, later, buddy.
Good night, champ. You guys. Enjoy.
Do say, Christian, congratulations again.
Do some paid Brad Maddox shit to the belt, bro.
Really? Do some Paige Brad Maddox shit to the belt, bro?
Yeah, fuck it.
That was your closing line to our champion?
Send it to him.
Good God.
Our champion.
Yeah, he's our champion.
He's not. I have nothing to do with this fucking committee.
I mean, technically, the belt says the Shining Wizards, world champion.
But if, you know, where does it go? Like, when I send it to Christian, right? And then eventually, maybe he loses it one day. Where does it get sent back to?
The committee. Goes back to Tony Z. Gets sent to Tony Z.
Brother.
The committee's got to make a postage, and they got to bubble wrap it and send it out.
Fuck the committee. Fuck the committee.
Can we go?
Are you
home?
Wrapping up the show?
Yes, I'm fucking had enough of this shit. I'm tired of this. Kev,
what's up?
The executioners.
Yeah, that's gonna haunt me.
Nah, it shouldn't haunt you, dude. You had a hell of a match tonight.
It was it was a great battle, but
fucking spiders. Executioner.
Spiders. Tony, you got anything for going home? You're usually full of fucking doom and gloom.
Yes, I do actually. I forget where Chris Jericho was interviewed, but like he didn't seem to think that Vince McMahon paying off women was a big deal, at least from a legal standpoint.
You're a lawyer. What do you think?
I mean, if he used company funds to do it, considering they're a publicly traded corporation, he's going to have some problems. But otherwise, I mean, he's a dirtbag. That's the takeaway from it.
Is he?
And he was also probably, you know, if he was offering positions in the company, positions of power, paying women more for doing certain things, then yeah, then he's probably got a problem on his hands. But, you know, it ain't illegal to be a dirtbag. It's not.
Yeah, but I feel like those, like, that statement is like, would you rather break the law and be a nice guy or not and be a dirtbag?
Yeah, I'd rather just be a dirtbag.
All right. I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't be offering people treats for advancement if you know. I don't know.
Do you guys like the Shark Week?
Why, was Shark Boy on wrestling again?
No, The Rock is going to be on Shark Week. I don't know if you guys saw that. You guys watch Shark Week? I know it's a big deal. I don't watch it, but I know it's a big deal.
I won't go out of my way to watch it, but if it's on.
Is he going to be cutting promos on the sharks? You're plankton eating fucking.
They don't eat plankton.
His daughter cut a promo at NXT, apparently, one of the house shows over the weekend.
Yeah, what'd they name her? Her name is like Simone Biles or no, Ava Smiles, something like that.
Your boy relinquished the NXT UK title.
Yeah, I saw that too. I didn't even know it was hurt.
Drag it off. Hey, let me end on this. Let me ask you a question. So we always talk about the Mount Rushmores, right?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Who's the on your Mount Rushmore for your least favorite wrestler?
Oh God, Jesus.
Oh wow, that's a great call.
I hope you threw up in your mouth.
A little bit.
Good.
Like, that's tough because it could either be like least favorite I don't care about or least favorite I just actually like never cared for at all. Like hate. Uh-huh. I don't know if I have a Mount Rushmore for hate. Tony, you start.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if it's hate. I mean, least favorite. Just
fucking pick a dislike. I don't care. God damn it. You have to dissect the whole thing.
Well, then you go. You say it.
Yeah, you go. Fucking. He's got Sabu on his list.
No, I don't have Sabu. I enjoy a Sabu match. New Jack is on the list.
You've never enjoyed a New Jack match.
No, you seen one, you seen them all. Marco's
right here. Kate's got the fucking winning answer. 4 Marco stunts.
Marco stunts definitely on the list.
Yeah.
He sucks a bag. No, Shawn Michaels, I don't mind Shawn Michaels matches. I would never like invite him over to have a cup of tea.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're talking about matches, not people that you just don't like.
I don't even know if he's I mean, I don't.
What about Jackie Gata? She was the shits.
I don't have a problem with Jackie Gata.
Why? Because she's hot?
No. I'm pretty sure all of mine would be like from like 2003 to like 2006. Like,
how about Bad Crew, ECW? They were pretty shitty.
Yeah, I don't know if I watched enough.
Like Kenzo Suzuki.
Paul Loria would be on my Mount Rushmore.
Well, Paul Loria only wrestled one match, no?
He was on a bunch of ECW TV shows when I first got into ECW, and I was like, enough of this fucking guy.
All right, Paul Loria. That's Buff fair.
Bagwell.
Really?
Yeah.
Buff Bagwell was great with Too Cold Scorpio, with the Patriot, a fucking American Male.
I know what he was part of. I lived through it all.
Ah, Buff Daddy.
There. That's why Mount Rushmore.
What about Vincent?
No. What about him?
Virgil, I mean.
Yeah, what about him?
Would he be on it?
Nah, I didn't really have any vitriol towards Virgil.
How about Big T?
I just gave you my 4.
I'm throwing out to Kevin.
I like Big T. Ahmed Johnson?
Yeah.
No problem with Ahmed.
How about the Renegade?
He might be on there. Just because it was so fucking stupid. But if we're playing that game, there's a whole lot of answers we could throw out there for WCW.
Fryer Ferguson?
That could be there.
You're just literally throwing names at the wall.
Well, what the fuck do you want? This is what we do.
I want 4 answers.
I'm not reading that.
You just put it on the screen, stupid.
I'm not reading it. That was for you guys.
Tony says Joey Janela and Marco Stunt. That's what Kate said. And you put it on the screen.
That's what Kate said.
I don't.
Mike Peterson says the Ding Dongs twice. Yeah, the Ding Dongs were the shits.
I don't think I have any like people that I hate.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a weird question just to spring on us. I don't know.
Like, if you want to ask me who like the worst wrestlers are, maybe I can help you out with that. Giant Gonzalez, Renegade, Great Khali.
Yeah, those guys are pretty much all the shits.
Omos.
Omos is in that territory.
And I'll top five.
Yeah, you're four.
Eric Watts.
Yeah, you're gonna put our fucking yeah. I am 100% bringing that up in 2 weeks.
I put that out there for you. You dick.
I'm sure he's heard of that before.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I don't know.
Yeah, I got mine. I did it.
Luchasaurus.
Oh,
what?
Here we go. I like it. I like it.
Luchas. All right, you want me to do an AEW one?
Do it. Yes. God.
Oh, God.
Kip Sabian.
How can you hate fucking, someone that hasn't wrestled in a year?
Fucking Jack fucking Flippy fucking what's his name?
He's not there
anymore. Boy?
No, Jack, the other Evans. Guy. He's the not fucking there anymore. THC or whatever the fuck.
Not there anymore.
I don't care. He was there. He's fucking shits. So I'm glad he's gone.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Marco Stunt was garbage.
Yep, I agree.
And who else? I need one more. I need one more. Oh, God. Who else was bad?
You don't have to do... You can pick a woman.
Oh, God. Oh!
I don't know. Tough. You hate everybody, so...
Is that... Not Tay Conti. Is the Brazilian girl that still does, that does the dancing, is she still around? The one that used to come up dressed up like the fucking dancer? I know she's in the NWA now. But so she's only like a manager. Name. I don't know her name. What the fuck?
Paola?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Paola Blaze, fucking, she sucks. Put her on there, too. Fuck it. Fuck it. Good call. Good one.
Wow. Wow. We should have done Tony Hates AEW.
Yeah, I agree.
We do that every week. What the
fuck? I know.
Yeah.
So you're not tuning in for Fighter Fest, where it's going to be the Young Bucks against Swerve and Keith Lee and Hobbs and Starks for the tag titles?
No. Don't give a shit.
What about Claudio Castagnoli's against Jake Hager?
No, Jake Hager's a fucking... You know what? Fuck it. Take Paolo off. Put Jake Hager on that list. Fuck that. Mind. Fuck Serena, that. Serena Jake Hager's supposed to be a monster. Check? He's fucking... Claudio's as big as he is. Fuck out of here. Jericho's lucky I'm not putting him on that list.
Wow. He's got... Tony.
What?
Can we figure out a way to work out your schedule? Maybe do like a live watch along to the barbed wire death match in 2 weeks between Chris Jericho and Eddie Kingston?
No, nope. Ain't watching that shit. Nope. Nope.
Why nope. not?
Nope. Nope.
Come on. It's going to be if there's Fighter Fest. It's it's Shark Week. I know Warner wanted them to do something, some kind of gimmick match.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
Please. They're gonna have a Shark Week blimp match. You see
oh
that?
God, is Jericho gonna have the fucking the mimosa shark fucking vat?
The Jericho Association will be above the ring in a shark cage.
Oh great, is that for real? Is that real?
I did hear that actually.
Yes,
the
is.
Whole fucking organization's gonna be above the cage.
Members of the Jericho Appreciation Society will be locked inside a shark cage, suspended above the ring.
For what match is this?
Eddie Kingston and Chris Jericho. And
so they're having a fucking barbed wire match with jackoffs in a cage. Fuck that.
Wait, so why is it just the Jericho Appreciation Society? Why isn't the Blackpool Combat Club up in that?
Because the Jericho Appreciation Society always gets involved first and they start it. So the Blackpool Combat Club is there to offset the Jericho Appreciation
Society. But now it gives them the opportunity to start it.
Yeah, but Steven Regal won't let that happen.
Oh, yeah, because Steven Regal's a fucking upstanding citizen. Fuck out of here.
Wow.
He's really a tea-sipping guy.
All right, tea-sipping guy in the house. Also, before we go home, I told you guys last week I jumped on that ad-free shows.
Yeah.
Right? It's cool. My favorite thing is the fucking old 900, 909, 9900 tapes that they play.
Really? Oh,
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's only on ad-free shows. It's fucking great. I listened to one the other day. It was Lance Russell talking to Jake right after Jake came to WCW. He's fully in gimmick.
Jake the Snake?
Yes. Okay. And then
no, Jake Hager.
What the fuck do I know? Jake. It could be anybody.
I mean, Lance
Russell. Yeah, in 93 WCW.
First of all, it was 92, you dick.
Yeah, but Lance, what other Jakes were around?
I don't know. Jake something.
Jake Milliman, the milkman?
Yeah, that's right.
You great... paid fucking 99 cents a minute and fucking Jake the Millman.
The Millman.
Was on the fucking hotline. Kate wants to know, four worst wrestling podcasters, Mount Rushmore, go.
Well, three of them are right here.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Wrestling Night in Canada, Mark Order Podcast.
Wait, shows or wrestlers? Podcasters, wrestling, not podcasters.
Oh,
Phil,
us three and Phil.
Choppy for sure.
I'll tell you what, I don't like the Jake Roberts DDP one.
I haven't listened to that one yet.
I feel like the connection's shit, and I feel like they talk all over each other. I started listening to the Steven Regal one, and he is very still like protecting like the business. So he's very complimentary of talent, but he doesn't really like to tell stories.
And T-Donk, I did start listening to Mick Foley's, and it is great.
Okay, I'll have to give it a try.
Oh, wait, and Jim Cornette. You told me you did. That's why I listened to it.
No, I did.
Oh, Matt. So, Matt, I started listening to Mick Foley's podcast, and it is great.
Yeah, we heard that.
You know what? I'm going to take off Vince. I'm going to take off Regal. I'm going to put on Vince Russo.
I haven't listened. I'll tell you who bothers me a little bit is the host of Road Dogs. He's a little rambunctious for my like Ryan Katz, but he's been in the business for a long time. So I guess
to the Road Dog one yet.
It's pretty good. He can't remember anything.
Oh, Kate could be on this Mount Rushmore too, right?
Yeah, Kate stinks.
Of course. And she's on like four different shows. So we could have her in four different iterations.
That's true too.
Sorry, Kate.
She could be in all four squares.
The 900 numbers, that's a fun. And then it's like Free Bird Friday. And Lance is trying to talk to Jimmy Jam about the dissension between him and Michael Hayes and why Michael Hayes is backing Arn and Bobby Eaton in their feud with Steve Williams and Terry Gordy, because Terry Gordy used to be in the Freebirds. And Jimmy Jam's like kayfabe, like, we're all good, brothers. We're all good.
Yeah.
It's very entertaining.
I will check. So what else do you get on ad-free shows other than the podcast without commercials?
They do like, they did something with Lash LaRue the other night where he was drawing the Bash at the Beach when Hogan turned. There's always contests. I get like a fucking 100 emails a day about what they're doing. I didn't even join their Discord because I don't think I can keep up.
Right.
But I like it. You get the notes. You get all the shows early and ad-free.
Nice.
I dig it. If you dig the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast, you should follow, rate, review, subscribe. What were we going to ask, Tony?
Well, I was going to throw this out there since you are wrapping up. This is the perfect time to say this. Prime Day, which is actually 2 days, is tomorrow and Wednesday, the 12th and the 13th. If you are shopping at Amazon, go over to shiningwizards.com, click on the Amazon banner. It will not cost you anything extra. You will not get spam. You will not get viruses. You will be taken to Amazon and do your shopping. Buy everything. Buy half of Amazon if you can afford it, because part of your purchase goes to help us. And it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost us anything. It's like free money just falling out of the wizard's trees. It's awesome. Do your shopping with Amazon for Prime Day tomorrow and Wednesday, the 12th and the 13th. Buy everything you want to buy. Shop till your heart's content. And use the link on our website to do so, and it supports us. How can you go wrong? You can't.
You can't. You're right. You can't.
That's it.
Sorry, Matt.
You're good. Follow us on all forms of social media at Wizards Podcast. Rate, review, subscribe wherever you get our podcast. Look, if you listen to us on Spotify, sign up, you know, like go to another, like even if you don't listen to us on like Stitcher or something, just follow. Give us a 5-star review. Turn your notifications off. You'll help us in the long run. Please. Next week, Bill Alfonso.
That's right, Daddy. I got to call him on Sunday.
He joins the show. Eric Watts joins the show the week after.
Oh, wait. Eric's going to be on the show?
You're not fucking serious, are you?
I'm not serious, dude. Kayfabe.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus.
We're going to fill out August 1st with someone from WrestlePro Creator Pro. And then August 8th, we have Kyle Hessler. He is the Pele Pro Wrestling promoter. August 15th, we have Izzy James. And then August 22nd, Chandler Hopkins, the LA Pro Wrestling Champion. And that all leads to episode 600, the roast of Shining Wizards Tony. So we are jam-packed in July and August, and it's full steam ahead. So make sure you are subscribed on YouTube so you never miss an episode. And you rate and view us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Never miss an episode.
Yeah, no one on the rant is listening to this, so.
That's right.
If you don't want to watch us, I don't know, because it's 2022, you can listen on an archaic device known as the rant.
That is under construction.
Always under construction, like 280.
Like I-78, like 495.
Like the Pulaski Skyway.
You guys are the fucking worst.
We're the worst. You're the one that's trying to go to bat for the rant.
I have no problems with the rant.
I don't have any problems with either. Great guys over there, but you know, it's time.
It's time for what?
Take them behind the shed. Old Yeller.
If you don't evolve, you get left behind, Tony.
Just remember, when you hit the button to end the broadcast, you need to tell me because we are still live on the rant.
Well, that's up to you to hit the button.
I'm going to do that now.
Thanks. You always got to hit the button before I say goodnight, Gracie.
Thanks for listening on the rant, nobody.
Goodbye.